This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies. He's blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices ahead of this critical midterm election. And the big tech companies and the head of Apple admit that they met with Senator Warner, who's running this whole thing, to begin shutting down conservatives, or the Democrats threatened to federalize big tech if they did not basically roll over to them. So the Republicans left a vacuum there by not coming in with regulations to say you cannot violate people's free speech.
Mr. Jones, this morning's hearing is specifically about preventing election manipulation. This afternoon's hearing is...
Sure, yeah. But every time they have these meetings, they bring up InfoWars. They claim they're taking InfoWars down to stop election meddling. Obama established with an executive order a special office that deals with foreign propaganda. What it's really been used is to target domestic populist popular groups. The real election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people, and that are blocking conservatives involved in their own First Amendment political speech. Even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other. Just like communist China. This is dangerous authoritarianism, and they've packaged silencing Americans who are popular and well-spoken, as Tucker Carlson said about me on Fox News, not because what I say is bad, but because what I say is effective and true and popular. But I think the corporate dying dinosaur media has bit off more than it can chew, and what you've done is only going to make people be that much stronger and fight for free speech that much more. But I'll say this, shame on the mainstream corporate media, shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech. And And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
My head is spinning right now. There's so much incredible news, so much incredible information, so many amazing statements by Democrats with their total disconnect from reality, their haughtiness, their entitledness. And then you look at what the European Union's doing. It's the exact same behavior. It is corrupt establishment minions and the elites that control them believing they can get away with anything and everything. And as the world turns against them, they are lurching forward, trying to control information. Now, I spent most of the broadcast yesterday talking about the draconian censorship and how the dam has broken and how it is now leading to financial control, not allowing people to travel, basically Mark of the Beast type totalitarianism. A Pandora's box. But I'm briefly later in this hour going to get into the manifestation of this censorship and how it's going to be happening live time on your phone, on your television, with overlays on your device popping in telling you don't believe this, don't do that, don't go here, don't do that, which is really them getting you used to being surveilled for what you watch and read. These people are just flagrantly corrupt. But you got to hand it to them. They're rushing so far, trillions of light years down in the black hole of tyranny, that by the time we even wake up to what's happening, we've already arrived in hell. And that's really what all this is. NewsGuard is already in the Microsoft devices. It's coming out on Droid devices and Apple devices by the end of the year, where it imposes propaganda at the browser level on your phone, on your computer, on your TV. And now I've got it in the news here. WhatsApp launches fact-checking service to fight fake news. Reuters. Pope warns against hate fomenting fake news. And we've seen Senator Murphy and Senator Blumenthal and others this week come out again and say, we must ban Alex Jones and other people like him to save America's democracy. Yes, silence people to save their freedom. And there's a big article out, the BBC's reporting it. Tommy Robinson, due to request by the British government, has been banned from live streaming on YouTube, and his videos have been shadow banned, so you have to hand share them so that other people can't see them. The article's on Infowars.com. British members of parliament force YouTube to ban Tommy Robinson from streaming live. Hey, how about this? If the lawyers for the Sandy Hook families that are really just Democrat operatives, that is the lawyers, using the poor families to always keep Sandy Hook in the news in my name, leaked the transcript and leaked the deposition I did a few weeks ago, and I've talked to lawyers and stuff, that violates the court rules. It violates basically the law. They just don't care. And I'm not going to get into our counteraction against that, but the point is that they just do whatever they want, whenever they want, and then lie about what I said or spin it. But they're allowed to put up 3 hours of footage on YouTube that the court told them not to do. But then I had Joe Rogan in studio a week and a half ago, and the video got 2 million views on just some MMA channel called Gangster MMA, who'd posted old interviews with Eddie Bravo and Joe Rogan on the show. The guy's had an account since 2014. And it's an MMA channel. And when I have MMA people on, mixed martial arts, he posts it. But guys, just try to go to YouTube and pull it up. It had 2 million views in just a few days. That means it was going to keep going to like 20 million views. The Joe Rogan interview was taken down, and the message that popped up on my phone from the link I sent Joe was, you violated community guidelines. So this was a nice, friendly interview for an hour and a half covering the suicide crisis in America, covering censorship, really a smooth, nice, friendly interview that you'd expect to hear even on mainstream interviews. Everybody knows my stuff's free to air, post anywhere you want. Took it down, 2 million views. We had a fan channel put it up. Got 100,000 views in a couple hours. Pulled it down. So, people are allowed to put court order violating sealed deposition on the internet and do whatever they want, and it's there, and they can edit it however they want to, as the media did. There are going to be thousands of clips up there, and they can all monetize it and make money off of it. But I can't have a video on the platform in a polite, nice way defending myself. If that isn't discrimination, if that isn't fraud, if that isn't tilted playing field, nothing is. And so this is the future for everybody. And that's where this is going. Maxine Waters came out. We've got the video. And said Smollett has been, quote, cleared. And that Smollett is great and like her son. And that she's so proud of him and he did a good job. I told you. They're proud of him. They staged stuff themselves. These are crooks. These are bad people. These are crazy people. You talk about cringeworthy. I may play Smollett's music video that he did last year about racism, where somebody puts a noose around his neck again, and how he feels sorry for himself and how he tries to get minorities to be a bunch of racists. I mean, it's just next level cuckoo land. It's like creepy Joe Biden that's always rubbing his hands on women's breasts and butts and everything, and then the Democrats defend and say, oh, he's just being friendly. If there was any footage of that with Kavanaugh, he'd be probably executed. It's all hypocrisy. It's the essence of corruption. We're going to go to break and come back, and I'm not going to talk about that anymore. And I'm going to get into the fact that the globalists are openly trying to collapse this country, and we're on the knife's edge of prosperity or destruction, and I mean it when I say it, and the Border Patrol agrees. Stay with us for that. DNA Force Plus is a product that is unparalleled in its quality with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the other patented cofactors, where you can actually say slows the slowing of the telomeres. It means the telomeres in the DNA don't shorten as fast. And that's the same thing as saying fountain of youth. And it does so many other things. And we've been able to make bigger deals by ordering even more to lower the price from $150 retail down to $100. Leading competitors that sell similar formulas that have the true organic forms of this that are very expensive, we're talking thousands of dollars a kilo, sell it for $300, $400, usually through medical clinics. We have the formula. It's a good deal at $100. We have it right now, ladies and gentlemen, for $59.80. Little bottles of PQQ and CoQ10 that are synthetic are $50 a piece, and they don't even have one-tenth of what this has in it. It's incredible. DNA Force, we've never had a deal this good, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com, but at this price, only for a limited time, maybe a week or so. 60% off organic reishi, astragalus, and even more incredible ingredients with the PQQ CoQ10.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's already April 2nd, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for another 3 hours and 40 minutes. I intend to open the phones up at the end of the hour and have open phones throughout the broadcast today. Paul Joseph Watson will join us in the fourth hour, but guest free until the fourth hour, to be clear, to be specific. Okay. I want to be very specific and very direct about this. I do not take pleasure in the ignorance and the stupidity of the public. It scares the hell out of me. But if you listen to Democrats on the record and off the record, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Jonathan Gruber or any of these people, they count on the general public being dumb, and they love it, and they have disdain. It's like Zuckerberg saying, our users trust us. What a bunch of dumb effers. The former director, Mr. Parker, under Zuckerberg in its first few years when he helped launch it, went public last year, and he said, we designed it to make everybody depressed, to isolate people, and then to be able to control them with bots who aren't even real people. We designed it to radicalize. And he said, and now it's even more dangerous. So think about that. And that's what the whole thing does. Designed to target vulnerabilities. I'm designed to try to boost your capabilities. Optimum self-sufficiency is my goal. I believe in rugged individualism. Doesn't mean I live by it 100%, but I know what's right. When you aren't strong, I feel weak. When you're not informed, I feel stupid. And these sociopaths, they think people like me are weak because I haven't joined them. But because we've been beating them, and humanity's spirit of wanting to survive has been coming back, and our life force has begun to glow again, they sense to silence me. I don't want you to let them do that. And that starts with them not being able to silence you because they hate your guts. So stop acting like you're the stupid jellyfish they say you are, because you aren't. This planet is not going to make it if we don't stand up and take action. Now, I'm going to get to the specifics of what I'm talking about next segment. This arrogance, the insanity, because it's not just the general public that's been dumbed down. It's the so-called establishments who are disconnected, like Marie Antoinette. They're going to storm the Bastille, or by starving to death. And she reportedly said, no one knows if it's true, but the point is it mirrored their decadence that was real. Oh, the city is starving? Let them eat cake. Anybody who's ever been around rich, decadent people who are multi-generational will know that they're what my friend calls aliens. And not aliens from another planet. People that are third, fourth, fifth generation rich just aren't like everybody else because they're disconnected from reality and they don't know what it takes to do anything. And they have a let them eat cake attitude. Now that's the better ones. Those that actually seek power out of those sociopathic pools are nasty. And they become even more delusional and entitled in what they're doing. And they all get hyped up by each other's weird narcissism. So we're going to be breaking it down. But the title of the live feed today that's going out at Infowars.com and Newswars.com and out on satellite to our TV and radio stations is Red Alert. America is on the verge of economic and cultural collapse, and Trump is fighting to stop it. And everything Trump does is 101, stabilize the nation, stop the demoralization, unify the people around shared values, and really empower the people. Trump's tax cuts were only to poor people and lower middle class. He raised taxes on the middle class and rich people, and raised taxes on corporations, and raised taxes on the Democrats that have a tax avoidance scheme in all the states to not pay income tax and write it off into property tax as a scam. And that saves the value in the home. Trump blew all that up. That's why they hate him. He's more like JFK with his policies. He's more like a old-fashioned Democrat from 100 years ago with some of the attributes they had, at least on paper, about empowering the average person. So a lot of wealthy people are like, my God, my taxes went up. Yeah, that's because Trump needs the funding to stabilize the country and rebuild the military. Because the military we have now is just for fighting Islamicists and getting troops killed instead of dealing with the Chi-Coms and other people. That we have to have total space superiority. We have to have missile superiority. We have to have aircraft superiority. We have to have the avionics and command and control systems that are separate from the current systems we have that the Chinese have infiltrated. This country is in deep crap. And I don't say that with pleasure, like America was never great, it'll never be that great. No, it's been great, it's going to be great again, but we're in a lot of trouble, okay? In fact, when we come back, I'll get to the borders and the rest of it. And I know you know all this, but it's coming to a head. I don't want to be gross, but women that are into their skin will tell you it never pop a zit. And you see women that will just let it build and build and build till one day it just kind of comes out of them. And this thing's already popped. It's already oozing down the side of our face. And it's turning into a big festering wound that's going to kill us, literally and figuratively. There are hundreds of thousands of people a day trying to get in. At the three largest border checkpoints, they've all gone about 15,000 a day hitting. Three times 15, folks. You know what that is, right? That's 45,000 people hitting three of the biggest border crossings. 45,000. 15,000 in McAllen, 15,000 in El Paso, more than 15,000 trying to come across into San Diego. Can you imagine what that's like for the police? And then the argument about Beto and the Democrats is just open it, just open it, just open it completely for tens of millions to pour in. This is the total collapse. The country is at war. We are under attack. The UN and the Democrats orchestrated this on record. Trump is desperately trying to fight it, but the courts, much of the Congress, and much of the people are soft and stupid. And Trump will be fine. You know, he'll just live behind armored gates or move to another country. But what about the average American? No matter what color you are, we're becoming the third world. And it's going to be managed by the Democrats and others to socially bring the country into something akin to Venezuela. Now, if that isn't collapse, I don't know what is.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com. For a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind, escaperightnow.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I was there Saturday night at a Hitlerian nighttime rally at 10:30 as they shut down Congress Avenue, as he stood like a supposed buck-toothed god, with the Texas Capitol behind him, he that would turn Texas into Mexico, he who would hand Texas back to Mexico, he who says there shouldn't even be a border and that America sucks, Beto O'Rourke. And then he got up on the stage and said, I have the video, that we here are the Earth's only hope. And that's the narrative from AOC and Beto and the rest of them. Is the Earth going to end in 12 years unless you give them full power? That sounds like the Hale Bopp, the Jim Jones, you name it, cults all rolled into one. And there's another publication, The Weeks, even come out with Bonnie Christen and says, don't idolize your 2020 pick. And she's got photos from the Austin rally with people saying, Beto is our Jesus Christ. Beto is our Jesus Christ. It's in the article. Don't idolize your 2020 pick. You just scroll down. You can see it. Beto is our Christ. There it is. That person is crying. We're talking up to 3,000 drooling morons. And I came up into the crowd about 10 yards behind where that man's standing, and the media pointed at me like the movie Body Snatchers and said, "It's him! It's Alex Jones! Get him!" Ah! Even though I had security with me, they began trying to attack me. So police came and escorted us out of the mob, and I bullhorned him from about 70 yards away. Think about that. And it was very successful, but that's who they are. That's what they stand for. They hate free speech. They hate diversity. They hate tolerance. They believe they rule this country and the world. And they were messianically looking at Beto like he was God. A person who, when you watch him and listen to him speak, you can tell is completely insane. But his insane wavelength goes out to them. Everything's going to be free. All your college. You won't have to work, just like AOC said in her Green Deal. Healthcare is going to be free. Everything is going to be free. And these people, when you sit there and you talk to them, they're gone. I'm like, what about Beto saying he supports killing babies after they're born? Yeah, kill the babies. Woo! The crowd's like, yeah, kill babies. They're all a bunch of unemployed, spoiled brats, or their professors, or their teacher's aides. And they believe they rule this nation. They believe your children belong to them. They're all soft. They're all stupid. They're all dangerous. They're all authoritarian. And they are not Americans. And look, I want to explain this. And I've said this, but this is the most fundamental thing I'll ever say. And I hope everybody gets it through their heads. Because I used to even hear people like Neil Bortz before he retired going, Democrats hate America. Their religion is hating America. And I'm like, no, they just want full control of it. I mean, why would you want to hate something that's so big and wealthy and powerful? They just want control. But over the years, I learned that, yeah, not just the universities. I knew there were people that hated the country and the universities and things because they were globalists. They want to conquer it. But in the last few years, going out to Hillary rallies and Obama rallies and other rallies, just to cover them, you can be as polite as pie. They're hateful and mean. Tell you to get out of there. Leave me on the street corner. They all attack you. And I would just say, hey, Trump's ideas of bringing factories back and helping Americans is good. It's okay to love your country. And I learned that's the thing that sends them into violent spazzing. Or they'll look down and just get really depressed and start crying. And it happens everywhere I go now. I say, America's coming back. You're not going to stop it. And it's like pulling the sun out of a bag in the dark of the night in front of a bunch of vampires. They freak out. These are crazy people. And that's why you keep asking, I keep asking, why would the governor of New York, or why would Joe Biden, or why would all these people go to speeches now and say white people are inherently evil and America's horrible and will never be great and isn't great? And it's because they want open borders, world government. They are the mercenary servants of the globalists, and so America is the enemy. And I know you already know that, but I want it to burn into your head, mine too, that maybe 1 out of 10 of them doesn't hate the country and is waving an American flag, but the rest do. And it's like they'll hand illegal aliens out these demonstrations, American flags. The illegal aliens throw them in the trash and pull out their Mexican flags. Because at least they've got their love of their own country. Can't even blame them for that. But the average leftist has no identity. And then suddenly, you know, just suddenly, whenever they feel like it, at whatever time they want, they just roll out some new messiah. Here's Obama. He's your messiah. Here's Beto. Here's your messiah. Here's Bernie. He's your messiah. And then all these people just fall down and start worshiping them. And now they're saying there shouldn't be a border. There shouldn't be anything. Oh, they've all got armed guards and walls. They all believe in checkpoints to get into their events. In fact, they illegally told everybody on Facebook, we have law enforcement control. You've got to get tickets to even come into Congress from this street to that street. You've got to come get wristbands or stickers. And you get there, they're getting your name and number and enrolling you for Beto and the Democrats. And we had our security people that are just off-duty police go over and find out it was all a hoax, all a criminal fraud. Well, who do you think the Democrats are? They had tables set up down Congress, people walking to see this, and they were telling them, you got to give us your info to get tickets. There were no tickets. It was all a lie. But again, they're the party of deception. They're the Decepticons to the left-hand path. They're all led by psychotics, American psycho wannabes like Beto O'Rourke, who fantasize about running little kids over and whose father-in-law is one of the most corrupt real estate magnates in the country and would target Hispanics specifically to swindle them and rob them. It's all coming out because the Democrats are eating their own now. And it's all coming out about Bernie's corruption. And it's all coming out about all the other corruption. Because these people are nasty and bad. And so that's really the good news and the bad news, is they've reached a level of psychosis themselves that is complete. Born to rule. They're the Messiah. Esquire had him in the desert, said he's a Messiah. It's disgusting. He barely got elected as a state rep. He lost for the U.S. Senate. He hops around on stage and flails his arms. He's got a fake name to manipulate Hispanics. Everything about him is a fraud. But he's been positioned for this by his swindling family his entire life. He believes he's better than you. And he's a predator looking right at you who believes he's going to eat your lunch. And there's nothing you can do to stop him. Just like Maxine Waters gushes, Jussie Smollett is like a son to me. It's the correct thing. The charges were dropped. Unbelievably entitled scum, rich, powerful, swindling the public, scamming, and then doing nothing but saying how much America sucks and how bad white people are. Unbelievable filth. Unbelievable racist. She's way, way worse than even David Duke. 1,000 times.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Seeker, you found it right here. Seriously. There's nowhere on the planet that's on air that will give you the inside scoop on the big picture like InfoWars.
I won't get to get what I'm after
until the day I die. Well, that's certainly true, but you want to know how folks in the globalist operation really think about you and your family? This is the place. By the way, this hasn't gotten any attention, but Trump has done something today in his tweets that is arguably one of the most important things he's ever done. And when I start the next hour at about six after, I'm going to get into this. A really big issue that we don't cover enough, that on multiple fronts was laid on my heart this morning. And then it was even wilder. Pat Riley called me, my good friend, and he said, oh, Junior came a little bit early today. So I guess a few weeks early, his wife just had another son, and he started talking about how they were already in there trying to inoculate the poor little guy. And I realized when I got in here today that today is World Autism Day. World Autism Awareness Day 2019, significance, history, and theme via HT tweets. So I'll talk about that, and then I'm going to open the phones up next hour. But it's a big, big, big deal, and it's going to tie into an extremely powerful Greg Reese report. And that ties into this from AP. U.S. health officials alarmed by paralyzing illness in kids. Oh, they say it's going to become commonplace, and they don't know what it is. Yeah, right. Sure, you don't. You're such nice people. And Trump is trying to stop it, and that's why they're so upset. We don't know why after our kid got vaccinated or paralyzed a week later. Gee, the insert says it can cause Guillain-Barré. I mean, it says it can do it to you. It's like saying lighting a cigarette up by a gas pump might blow you and the whole place up. And you light it up, and it spark hits some gas, and it says right there on the pump, don't light a cigarette, dumbass. I said I'd cover it next hour, and I will, but I grew up in Dallas and didn't have any allergies, and I thought people that had them were hypochondriacs because I got sick like every 3 or 4 years. And then I moved to Austin, started getting allergies, and then, like I said one time, a bunch of bees, Africanized bees, got mad at me, and I got stung about 15 times when I tried to run in the house, just like a cartoon, big cloud of bees over me. Some got in the house. Had to pull the stingers out of my head. Boom. Couldn't breathe. Swole up red. Pouring baking soda all over me. Got in the shower. It went away. It didn't die. You understand that a newborn baby is not designed to have outside things put at them. And when they hit them with now 7 different vaccines a day after they're born, that a large portion of kids are brain damaged for life after that. It's just a damn fact. You know bee stings can cause brain damage, right? Now, a bee is putting a lot less poison in you than a damn shot. And I dumb it down, not because you're dumb, but for the general public. Hey, would you want a bunch of bees stinging a newborn baby? Oh, no, we don't want that. Well, what about attenuated viruses and bacteria? Because it doesn't matter if they've broken the RNA of a virus or the DNA of a bacteria. Those bacteria are carrying all sorts of other little bacteria inside of them, microplasms, that they've known about for 50 damn years. And a lot of times those little guys aren't attenuated. So, hey, you want to get some rheumatoid arthritis, take those damn shots. My dad retired from dentistry about 5 years ago. I mean, he still has his license. He still does family and stuff, and he still owns a piece of some dental offices in town. But he's divesting of those right now. And my dad's a smart guy, and he used to argue with me, and he said, son, you need calcium fluoride to live. It's good for your damn teeth. And one thing I hear you on air about fluoride being bad, I do fluoride treatments all the time. We do it. It's good. And then he saw the head pediatric dentist of Canada who got it fluoridated up there 20 years ago, about 10 years ago, apologized and said, I didn't realize we were putting hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water that is weaponized acid-based deadly fluoride and that causes all sorts of problems in the body and dental fluorosis. And my dad, I'll never forget, came over to my house. He had the report from that guy in a major medical journal. He apologized. He said, son, they're getting toxic waste and calling it fluoride and dumping in the water. This is insane. And they stopped pushing fluoride treatments and stuff at the facilities he owned because he even learned that was the bad fluoride. So what I'm getting at here is the average doctor's not bad. They just don't know. And it's the same thing with the vaccines. Case Against Fluoride, get it. Paul Connett, PhD, top chemist, Infowarsstore.com, 100% reviews. Give it to people. Drops IQ on average 15 points on somebody that during childhood drinks it for just a few years. Look it up. By the way, there are differences in white people and black people and Asians and Hispanics. We're all the same, but we're always different. On average, we have differences. Every study out there shows that fluoride is particularly bad for black people. Particularly bad. But you're not going to hear that out of the NAACP or any of the other groups. So, yeah, World Autism Awareness Day. Speaking of that, if we can get a document cam shot on this or put it up on screen. Yesterday, I'm looking at the stack of news at the end of the show that I'd missed. They plopped on my desk. And I saw that in Houston, some great person, we're not sure who they are, we might have missed their email, but please get in contact with us, we thank you. InfoWars billboard, red pills, Houston area motorists. An InfoWars listener spotted a billboard near Houston promoting our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Super Blue is a fan favorite, and I just want to find out, I hope somebody sends us where it is, we can plug where it's at, but it says, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste, toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver. And it's excellent. It has the good halogen, not the bad halogen, fluoride. It has the good halogen, iodine, and it's the pure type. So get your Super Blue. It's 60% off right now because I want you to try it. That's right at cost. You can read the thousands of 4.8 star and 4.9 star reviews, 3,000 plus of those. Read the reviews. Find out. But listen to the listeners. This is a win-win here. You tell folks about fluoride-free toothpaste. You tell folks about how there's an alternative. You educate them. You support the show. I salute and thank whoever did this. Wow, you're really awesome. Also, our flagship product is DNA Force Plus. When you reformulate, you've got to change the name of something. So now it's even stronger. Now it has even more of the BioPQQ, the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus, root extract, and even more incredible ingredients. And you can actually say, because it's been patented and proven, that it slows the shortening of telomeres. That's another way of saying it stops them from shrinking as fast, which is another way of saying it makes them grow. It's half full, half empty. And this is the stuff that is known to regrow nerves. This is the stuff that you think carrots are good for vision, your muscles, your body. And this is the type of thing that when I forget to take it, because sometimes it sells out and I don't have enough of it at home. It's been 6 months. We had it back in. It's so hard to make. And then I get back on it. It's like, wow, what it does is just too incredible. Now, they started selling this stuff 10 years ago at expensive medical offices because it's so expensive to make. People wouldn't buy this at a Whole Foods or something. They wouldn't even stock it because they mark up the average supplement 5 to 7 times. We mark stuff up 150%, then we always discount down to 100% and then have sales off that. People like to see a sales. We already give you a great price, then lower it even more. People just want that psychologically, so we give you what you want, but it's already a great deal. At 60% off, I want you to experience it. And it takes about a bottle in most people's experience, just like X2, to experience it. But it's back in stock for $59. You cannot beat that deal. I mean, it is thousands of dollars per kilo for just the ingredients that go into this. It's amazing. And it's our flagship product, InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself a bottle and experience it, whether you're young or old, but especially if you're over 40. DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Second hour straight ahead.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up, Trump takes a bold move against the eugenics operation. But first, a key report from Mark Dice. Jimmy Fallon finally grows a pair of huevos.
As you know, the late night talk shows stopped being funny on election night 2016, with most of them showing no signs of returning to comedy anytime soon. But there is a glimmer of hope for Jimmy Fallon, who has been the least political of all of the hosts, not wanting to drive away half of his audience. In what has to be the funniest skit on late night TV in over 2 years, Jimmy Fallon's impression of Beto O'Rourke is almost indistinguishable of the fake Latino himself. Here he is doing an impression of Beto's announcement that he's running for president.
I'm Beto O'Rourke, and I'm excited. That's it. I'm just excited. Oh, yeah. I'm also running for president of the United States.
Oh, Jimmy, mocking the Democrats like that's going to get you snubbed from the award shows again for sure. As you may recall, when he had Donald Trump on his show shortly before the 2016 election, liberals were absolutely furious because he was too nice to him. And the rumor has it that that was the reason why the Emmys snubbed him that year, not even nominating him. I'm having increasing suspicions that Beto O'Rourke may be playing a character, and that his entire campaign is a spoof on a Democrat running for president.
Along this current trajectory, there will be people who can no longer live in the cities that they call home today. There is food grown in this country that will no longer prosper in these soils. There's going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater that are above the sea right now. This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis. The crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
I just love that global warming is going to cause the end of the world bit, Beto. That's hilarious. He must have drawn inspiration from Stephen Colbert, because his old show on Comedy Central was based around a parody of a crazy Republican. Only Beto's putting a shoe on the other foot now. For his latest bit, he's apologized for his white privilege after he joked a couple times on the campaign trail that his wife is raising their kids with a little bit of his help. Not only will I not say that again, but I will be more thoughtful going forward in the way that I talk about our marriage, and also the way in which I acknowledge the truth of the criticism that I have enjoyed white privilege. In fact, Beto's antics are so strange that even MSNBC is telling him to stop.
As we turn more and more attention to 2020, we're going to be talking more and more about where the candidates stand. And in the case of one Beto O'Rourke, we know. Countertops, tables, places where feet ought not go. Robert Francis O'Rourke, shame on you, standing on tables and in shoes, no less. It hasn't just happened once. Oh, no, this is a trend that appears to have legs. Feet go on the floor, sir, not on surfaces where people eat. Why can't you be more like Mitt Romney? He's so worried about spreading germs, he removes the candles from his birthday cake before he blows them out. So I implore you, Beto, get off the tabletops, be more grounded, make it your sole responsibility to put your best foot forward.
If MSNBC is mocking the Democrats' beloved Beto, you know there's something strange going on. Things are going so bad in the comedy industry these days that AT&T, DirecTV, almost dropped Comedy Central from their entire distribution. The Daily Show's affirmative action hire Trevor Noah posted this video on Twitter begging his audience to call AT&T DirecTV and plead with them not to drop Comedy Central.
I'm Trevor Noah from The Daily Show. And if you think government shutdowns are bad, get ready for something worse. AT&T DirecTV might drop Comedy Central and up to 22 other Viacom channels. They'll be shutting down your access to all new episodes of your favorite shows. So, take action. Call AT&T DirecTV and let them know that you want Comedy Central.
Maybe it's just time to bring back Craig Kilborn and make comedy great again. Last year, my favorite comedian Jay Leno, who was fired by NBC's Tonight Show, despite still being number one after over 20 years, said that the tone of the late night comedy in the Trump era is depressing. After all, it doesn't make much sense to fire someone if they're number one in the ratings and have been for decades, unless they start to up.
Well, that's right, but it's not about what's popular. It's about what the globalists want, isn't it, Mark?
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. That's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're live right now, broadcasting worldwide on AM and FM and simulcast at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com with our audio and video streams. Owen Schroyer has gone downtown Austin. Wish I'd have got told about that. I'd have mom with a live feed to a pro-vaccine rally because today is World Autism Day. You know, we've gone from 1 in 35,000 having autism to 1 in 58. You go to any public place that has children, a large portion of them can't talk. Most of them are little boys. But we're not supposed to ask why that's happening, even though we have the science and know why. So there's an article up on InfoWars.com that has a live feed if you want to see Owen right now at that event, because they're having a pro-vaccine rally to get in everybody's face, of course, on World Autism Day. Owen Schroyer, Streets of Austin. In fact, we'll probably go to some of the, as that gets going, but the feed is up live right now. Now, why do I raise that? I was already planning to cover vaccines today because a guy that works here and a guy I was friends with before he worked here, Pat Riley, and his wife have had their second son. And the blood-brain barriers on boys aren't as strong and autoimmune and also allergenic responses, allergic responses in boys are statistically much worse. Little baby girls are much tougher when it comes to surviving, gunshot wounds, illnesses, you name it. That's a fact. In fact, in the entire mammal family, females are more resistant to disease. The females live longer in every species of mammal because they've got to carry a baby inside of them. They've got to be pretty tough. They have to be able to deal with outside threats to the body. So men are physically stronger, but women can make a baby and are genetically and at the mitochondrial level stronger. But I digress. We've gone from 1 in 35,000 with autism to 1 in 58. The only other place in the world worse is South Korea. They give more vaccines. It's like 1 in 28 now. In fact, a large portion of their boys are just gone. They've been brain damaged. Now, the vaccines go in and they cause autoimmune responses. They cause Guillain-Barre's. They cause death. They cause narcolepsy. The inserts that come by law with the shot container, the little ampule. Say that. Now, when you go to a Walgreens or you go to any other clinic, they're going to give you the fact sheet. Now, the fact sheet's something they made up. It's not the by law insert. You want the package insert. You can walk right into CVS or anywhere and say, I'm thinking about taking the flu shot. Please give me the insert. They'll try to give you a fact sheet. You go, oh, no, no, I want the insert. And every container they've got's got one in it. They got piles of them back there in the trash can. They'll play dumb. But by law, they got to give it to you. And when they give it to you, it's written in print half the size of a pocket Bible. So you get your magnifying glass out, and you look at it. Now, the meme you see on screen of your TV viewer has been banned by Facebook. And all it is this is a vaccine insert, and then next to it, this is not. It's a vaccine BS sheet. So, everyone I know has a vaccine horror story. My uncle was in high school, stepped on a nail at our farm, my dad's brother. He was already being looked at to go directly to professional baseball and just bypass college. He was that good as a pitcher. He swole up, was in the hospital 3 weeks, and almost died. And he was never as good at baseball again. My mom was on the UT Masters swimming team and was winning gold and silver medals. She didn't get into, started swimming until she was about 35. But she was beating Olympic athletes in swimming. UT told them all get shots. They came and gave them a flu shot. She was in bed for a month and a half, lost 40 pounds, was never herself again. Yeah, that's how it works. So, that was bye-bye there for him. I mean, this is everyone I know. I mean, I'll be out on vacation or holiday, as they say in Europe. And every time there's a family with three or four kids and there's a little boy who's autistic. And I say, what happened? Well, at 18 months, he got his third round of shots. He was talking, running, walking. And then he had convulsions at the clinic or at the school or convulsions when he got home. And then he didn't talk for a month. And then this is what we have. So imagine a world where creepy Joe Biden isn't supposed to squeeze on you and put his nose in your hair, which I agree. But the government that's been caught giving poor people all the world syphilis and all these other secret atomic soldiers and all these programs, we're supposed to trust Big Pharma and Bayer that knowingly with the Clintons shipped out millions of ampules of HIV-infected products in the Factor VIII scandal on record. And then all the other thousands of things we know. Facebook and Twitter and Google attack anyone now that does this. They've actually organized paid brigades to go out and say anybody that doesn't accept all the hundreds of shots we want to give you now is a criminal. Think about that. And when you go to the hospital and you have a baby, they go, oh, you got to take the shot. And later the nurses go, actually, none of us take them. Man, they're deadly. Every person I know who's been in the military talks about how they'll vaccinate the platoon and five people get sick, one person dies. Or it's an experimental vaccine and they'll give it to the, you know, special operations guys and three of them die and 100 of them get sick out of 1,000. What do you think they're putting in you? Finally, Air Force and Army doctors 20 years ago said no more anthrax shots. And some of them got court-martialed over it. They were giving them the shots. It was killing people. You can't attenuate anthrax. Anthrax has been confirmed to be able to live in the ground 50,000 years. It's a plant spore. You can't microwave it and kill it. You can't radiate it and kill it. The only way you can kill it is to burn it up until it's ashes. But they started giving troops 30 years ago experimental attenuated anthrax vaccine. It's a spore that scientists believe may have created life on this planet. I'm not saying that. But it's the toughest thing they've ever found. You could shoot it in a rocket to Mars, and it could crash into the Martian soil and be alive in 10,000 years. But they inject a deadly plant spore that replicates in the tissues of the body into men and women and then wonder why so many get sick. And it was totally experimental. It was illegal to give anybody up to the military. And we all know this stuff. We're all aware of this. They're engaged in secret testing. So Trump came out years ago. Here's a collection of his tweets. We have his new one. Massive combined inoculations to small children is a cause for big increase in autism. 2012. Yeah, that's when Barron got so hurt. Running around talking super healthy. Didn't talk for a month or so. Crapping all over himself. That'll wake up, Daddy. Lots of autism and vaccine response. Stop these massive doses immediately. Go back to single spread out shots. What do we have to lose? Well, yeah, Japan does that. Still lowers IQ. Healthy young children, goes to the doctor, gets pumped with massive shots of many vaccines, doesn't feel good, and changes. Autism. Many more cases. With autism being way up, why do we have to lose to having doctors to give small dose vaccines versus big pump doses? Oh, no, because they want to give them 10, 15 things at a time. That's the eugenics goal. I've had the nurses on record where they take the preemies. You should never give preemies shots because it would kill them. And they give them extra. And then they put them on respirators once they can't breathe. Oh, the baby's dying. Put them on a respirator. It's all the eugenics. Remember the governor of Virginia? We keep them comfortable. Autism way up. I believe in vaccinations, but not massive. All at once shots. Too much for small children to handle. Government should stop now. That's so. As he got pressure, he started to back down. That's 2014. But notice They don't want that. They have hundreds of shots they want to make mandatory. There's already 47 they claim are mandatory. Then they lie to you and say it's the law when it's not. U.S. health officials alarmed by paralyzing illnesses in kids. And they even admit in New York, oh, all these new diseases are coming in because they supposedly have eradicated polio, but it doesn't always eradicate it. It's coming in out of Latin America. So now instead of calling it polio, they go, oh, your kid had a polio shot. They're protected. We don't know what this is, even though something like polio ate his nerves. And they say, oh, it's going to get a lot worse. Of course it is. Because the UN's been caught adding polio to vaccines. Look it up. And SV40. Simian virus 40. A cancer virus. Extracted not from simians, but extracted from the immortal cell line. You're being implanted for death.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately. Because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done. Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
President Trump now comes out, World Autism Awareness Day 2019, significance, history, and theme via @HTTweets. So he's pushing people over to the vaccine damage awareness group of victims who CNN and others keep calling bullies. And how they do this is they claim, pro-vaxxers had somebody say something mean to them once on Facebook or Twitter. Probably the left doing it, probably smelling it. But how about millions of dead kids? How about millions of brain damaged kids? How about vaccines being given government liability protection where they can't get in trouble for what's in them? In the whole history of secret experimentation. So my friend Pat Riley just had his second son overnight with his wife. And so let's document cam zoom in on this, please. And he sent us a copy of what they gave him. And it's all meant to make it look like they care about you. And again, the doctors compartmentalize, the nurses are compartmentalized. Most of the nurses, I've had four kids in hospitals, are listeners and say, oh my God, we know vaccines are got bad stuff in them and we see it kill kids and we see it hurt the preemies and they shouldn't be giving it to pregnant women. And it's all there. So it shows the mother and the baby. If you're a radio listener, I'll describe it. And it says, welcome to the mother baby unit. It says birth certificate, worksheet completed, mother and newborn, vaccines and information cards. Oh, now we give them mommy shots. And then it goes through the Hep B and the other ones they gave you that are really deadly and really hurt people. Verify, obtain correct pediatrician, lactation consultant. And they really try to get your kid on formulas. They have a smaller brain. And then pediatrician identified. To hand them off, newborn heart screen, that's important, caring screen, 24 hours, newborn blood draw. Now, they could test this right there on the spot. They send it off to a UN database. I exposed this first in 1997 with nurses in San Antonio at the military base, and there were lawsuits filed in Minnesota and Texas years later confirming that there's a secret global DNA database with your blood and that it's sold to big tech pharma, who then later when you want to get a genetic testing or treatment, they claim they own your DNA and your proteins and your genetic treatments you can get. That's major headlines where people go in to get a genetic treatment. They go, oh, sorry, we took your blood decades ago when you were born. We own you. Not kidding. Look it up. So they prick the kid's foot, get a bunch of blood. It's not for testing blood disorders. It's sent off to a UN database. Circumcision, if applicable. How about vaccines, if applicable? And I agree. We're going to stop cutting little girls' genitals off. We should leave the boys alone. Car seat in room. Oh, we care so much about you. Vital signs, hours before you leave. Multiple disciplinary round. Everybody comes in to sign off for their liability. Make sure Big Pharma and the corrupt eugenics board running the hospital gets what they want. RX given and medications reviewed. Discharge orders. Mother vaccine information cards. Yeah, put you on file like a dog, what we've given you. All the borders open and unlimited legal aliens pour in with every drug-resistant TB and disease you can imagine. Polio pouring in everything. But, oh, it's okay. It's your fault if you don't have a vaccine. Discharge education. That means brainwashing. Newborn ID bans verified. Form signed, security tag removed, and now you go to the home to have your brain-damaged child. That's a soft kill that'll take your resources and destroy America. So, India, Japan, they're all cutting back the vaccines they're getting rid of because they don't want a giant mass of retarded people. But here, it's what they want. The Prozac, the fluoride, the Ritalin, all of it. Big tech, Big Pharma, you know, the company that brought you OxyContin said, we're going to hurt millions and then make money getting them off of it. Bayer knowingly putting HIV in their products, working with the Clintons to do it. And you go, why would they do that? Because they're evil. They get brownie points with the devil. That's what this all comes down to. They leave our borders wide open, and now they've got all these groups bullying people that don't go along with all the vaccines. More, more, more. Oh, we want to give you a shot for meningitis. There's hundreds of types of viral and bacterial meningitis. The vaccine admits it doesn't cover you. Oh, here, let's give you a vaccine for human papillomavirus that there's thousands of. It only covers a few, and it's absolutely linked to death, neurological disorders, and sterilization in women. It was an illegal vaccine, but they got the government to declare it a national emergency, and so they forced it. They had to pull it back because of so many deaths, but they'll still push it on you. They're seeing what they can get away with, and it's not the whole government. It's criminal health board eugenics groups set up by the British and the U.S. Germany adopted it. Others adopted it. After World War II, it went underground. We never got rid of this. We got rid of the Hippocratic Oath with this system and brought in the bioethics. That was the Nazis would decide, does someone have value with an IBM computer? So they would say, we're not going to kill you. The computer says you're worthless. Well, now they have computers that decide, actual IBM computers at these hospitals. They send off the findings. The computer says keep you alive or not, and the doctors all wash their hands. I'm going to say it again. Literal IBM AI is running all this. You can't make it up. And history repeats itself. I'm going to go to break, but I'm going to tell you, Mother Nature has given us things to fight back. And the biggest one is our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. A similar formulas are sold for $300 to $400 at medical facilities. It's still over the counter, but doctors push it because it is incredible. PQQ, CoQ10, the things that are in this, they're very expensive. The synthetic versions are sold at stores with, you know, half or a third of the dose for $50. This isn't synthetic. This is made from organic sources, ladies and gentlemen, which is patented and very, very hard to do if you research it. So our PQQ, our CoQ10 is all the best, known to regrow nerves, known to slow the shrinking of telomeres in the DNA. It's next level. I've never done 60% off. It's been sold out for almost 6 months, but I want you to experience it. So we're selling it right at cost, ladies and gentlemen, almost a loss leader at InfoWarsStore.com for $59.80. We got colloidal silver for $10. They sell it at Whole Foods for $25. The best stuff. Everything's discounted right now. Store-wide free shipping, 50 to 60% off. But this is a big deal. The best ever on DNA Force Plus. It's amazing. Go read the five-star reviews. Find out why people love it. Find out why it's so special. See what it does for yourself. You know, this has got patented, proven stuff. I can even tell you the claims, unlike most supplements. But this baby is just amazing. DNA Force. It's great for people of all ages, but 40 and above, it's really important. And it's important to make it a regimen and take it every day. Of all the products we've got for your body, this is the best, along with X2 and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and the Fish Oil. But out of everything, I've got to say it's either DNA Force or X2. But then the Fish Oil is amazing. I remember to take it, and the turmeric's awesome as well. Save the First Amendment sale is about to end. 60% off, 50% off store-wide. Free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. All right, I'm going to give the number out. We come back and hit the really big news. Stay with us.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alec?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Remember, it was Adam P. Schiff that made up all the Russiagate crap. He's a criminal involved in all of it. Facing indictment himself, but sent letters to Facebook in the middle of February. On Valentine's Day, a sick, evil insult to the children, saying anybody that disagrees with vaccination is medical disinfo and must be taken down. So now if citizens want to go tell you what happened to them when they took a shot or what happened to their kids, you can't do it. Well, you can tell people if you like the barbecue place or if you like the ballet, but if you're a mother or father and you want to go online and tell folks, hey, my kid had convulsions after their shots and never talked again and now craps all over themselves. So let me warn people, you ain't doing it because Schiff says no because he's a damn predator. Again, over 10,000 declassified projects, many of which were killing people on purpose, run by criminal eugenics cults in our government. What, you think the only cults out there cutting their ding-dongs off and taking barbiturates and vodka to put on their Nike tennis shoes and fly up to Hell Bop are out in California? And of course, that was a big IT group in Silicon Valley. That runs the gamut That's just par for the course with these loons. And their God believes we should be depopulated before they ascend. Now, I don't believe this, but I'm telling you, it's a depopulation cult, and that's why AOC, I'm going to cover that next segment, and Beto and all of them are saying the world is going to end. They want an apocalyptic attitude so you give up, so they can rob everything. It's a talking point. These people mean business. Now, speaking of that, there's a report up on Infowars.com. A-list rap artist Nipsey Hussle murdered after plans to expose Big Pharma. Now, what's incredible about this report is, regardless if he was killed because of a film he was working on, I don't know. We don't know. We just asked a question. At the end, Greg Reese, great researcher, pulls up mainstream news articles from the 80s and the 70s when they patented HIV, when they put it in the vaccines in New York City, used gay men as the vector because they had a lot of sexual partners, where they gave it to Africans. I mean, that's a fact. That's not a rumor. And then people say, well, it isn't as fatal as it used to be. That's because they've got treatments they've suppressed. But they don't give those to the general public. Also, viruses tend to mutate. And so a lot of viruses will mutate into something deadly. They'll also mutate out of something deadly. So you've got to have the original batch to re-inoculate to cause it. And see, the globalists say there's too many people. And let's just say they're right, 7.5 billion people. This is how they cull. China says, you know, you can only have one kid. So don't lie to yourselves. Don't lie to yourselves. They give premature babies vaccines because 10 years ago it said don't, it'll kill them. They want them dead and they want to manage your kid dying and the nurse is getting used to it so they can really start killing people. It's called successive approximation, incrementalism. No, go read a history book on Hitler taking power. They're all the same. First thing he did was to get the doctors on his side because the doctor says this, the doctor says that. The doctor says that we've got to kill your baby. That's where the abortion and then the eugenics and then the infanticide started and the killing old people. And pretty soon it was everybody. You understand? I know you understand. And so that's where all this comes from. And IBM helped run the whole thing. Do you think they can have us on Facebook talking about this or on Twitter or on YouTube? No, they can't. They don't want you to know. What I've told you, everything is admitted. Now, HIV has killed hundreds of millions of people. But they've used HIV infection as a cover for a bunch of other deadly stuff they've been testing in Africa. And the globalists said it's only fair if we all sign on. And so the argument was in the 60s, these were in white papers I've covered, I made films about it, Endgame 2.0, that if we kill people outright here, folks will notice there'll be an opposition. So we've got a soft kill and then test it on the public to see if the nurses and doctors and the public notice. But we'll actually just wound people so they don't reproduce. So if a male is brain damaged and never talks again or is autistic, he's not going to be having kids. So the argument was we'll just lobotomize him. That's it. And they're just upping the amount. It just gets worse and worse. They're just seeing, okay, they're used to like, okay, it's 1 in 35,000. It's, you know, 1 in 20,000. It's 1 in 15,000. It's 1 in 10,000. It's 1 in 5,000. It's 1 in 1,000. It's 1 in 85. It's 1 in 74. It's 1 in 58. Okay, they're not resisting. Turn it up. Add more. And they're just frying us. Let's go to Greg Reese's report. Here it is.
This weekend, the city of Los Angeles lost a valuable member of their community. A-list rap artist and community philanthropist Nipsey Hussle.
I rarely do this. I looked at the clock wrong. I was looking at another report that's 3.5 minutes. This is a 4.5 minute report. I'll have to go to that when we come back from break. Sorry. But this is a fact. It's a fact. Hospitals keep babies alive and take their organs. If they've got a working class mom who's alone, she comes in, her water's broken, the bioethics board thing clicks through, they find drugs in her body, they can say, well, this baby in the actuary, the computer is programmed, might end up being a drug addict, going to have problems. They say bad gene pool. We've even seen that in testimony. That clicks out to the bioethics board. We got a genetic match. This hospital group can make $500,000 off this. All right. Induce labor, take the child, have police arrest the woman. The police don't even know. Say that she's got drugs in her. Say the baby's got an illness. We're going to decide if we can save him. It's taken to a special wing. It is put on opiates to keep it comfortable, as the governor of Virginia said, and they harvest that baby within a few days and sell the goods. Now, that's how you start a hardcore cult. And then suddenly the nurses that aren't even on that wing start getting big bonuses, big raises. And the nurses on the wing start making $300,000 a year. And it's over. You've now got an army of doom. And once you've got an army of doom, who's a hardcore professional group of crooks who believe what they're doing, a computer told them to do it, bioethics, the doctors are making $5 million a year, the hospital group's making billions, and it's a big joke. And it's a charity hospital with a big old cross on the side, and they're killing babies in there, baby. And the mama just knows, I'm sorry, I got on heroin or whatever, I'm sorry. Well, and then, well, we'll see how your baby does. A week later, they're in jail. Your baby didn't make it because of what you took. No! There's women listening right now going, oh, my God, that happened to me 10 years ago. That's right. I want you to know the op. And they take your, and they tell you, you killed your baby. No, I killed my baby. The Clintons for over a decade knowingly let prisoners specifically with HIV and hepatitis give blood and then Bayer on purpose mixed it into millions of hemophiliacs, factor VIII product. And the corporate documents came out in Australia and France, and they're actually in the documents saying, there's too many hemophiliacs. We're doing the earth a favor. Yes. Bayer Pharmaceutical worked directly for Hitler and IBM, and they will kill you. They will kill your family. Merck coming up will put HIV in your vaccine, and Merck, and will give you the Gardasil, and they'll murder you hard, and you'll love them for it, and they'll murder you again. Your 18-month-old son will be happy playing happy, and you'll take those shots, and you'll have a convulsion, and you'll go along with the system. He'll take care of him for 40 years till you die. And then he'll be put in an institution and he'll have his organs taken because you belong to Satan. Your soul and your body, and you will never resist. You will submit to the globalists. You will bow to them. You will take the shots. You will brain damage your children. You will drink the fluoride. You will open the borders and you will submit your soul to hell. Now bow. There are thousands of ideologies out there. Hundreds of different political systems. And most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night. That sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done. Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm not trying to be depressing here. Alex Jones back live. I'm not trying to say all these horrible things to be mean. Everybody knows about the drugs that kill people and the Fen-Phen anti-fat drug that destroys your heart. And everybody knows about antidepressants they gave women back in the 50s and 60s that caused kids to have deformed arms and legs. But nowadays you complain about what all these drugs are doing. They tell you you're crazy. Shut up. You're not allowed to talk about that. And by the way, they've got laws in Congress they're trying to pass where you won't see the drug ads on TV anymore. Where they've got to tell you, might kill you, might cause you to have a heart attack, might cause you to go crazy. You always hear what they got to tell you, just a few of the hundreds of side effects. It's always people having a great time, but by the way, this might kill you. And notice most of the ads, they go, by the way, if you've ever had vaccines lately, you can't take this. Or, by the way, do you have an autoimmune response? You can't take this. I know two people in this building whose children died from vaccines, and the government told them. One worked in the Army in special operations, and they were deployed overseas, and they gave the daughter multiple shots and killed her and while they were overseas. And then another person, I won't even get into details, their child died, and they told them, no, vaccine, you had an autoimmune response. But then there was another person worked here a while back, and she went overseas to the East, and they told her, the State Department said, you've got to take these shots. She took the shots months before she was to go. It almost killed her. She couldn't breathe, was getting numb, everything. She took another job. And they told her, they said, you probably can't ever take another vaccine because now you're allergic to them, just like a bee sting. It'll kill you. They know this. I'm telling you things that are like red lights mean stop. Yellow means slow down and get ready to stop. Green means go. That's why I'm so frustrated. I'm not telling you something that I just made up. That's why they go through the whole history of what I've done, try to find a few things where I was wrong or not certain, and then they go, hey, admit you're wrong. Okay, I was wrong. He admits everything's a fraud. He's a scammer. They have a secret vaccine fund that has $4 plus billion in it. and they secretly pay the money out, and they make you waive your rights. I mean, you'll have like a dead kid. They give you a couple hundred thousand dollars. And that's if you go through all the hoops. It's unbelievable. All right. I want to go to this A-list rap artist, Nipsey Hussle, murdered after plans to expose Big Pharma. And the guy's just outside his business shop, and a dude comes over to act cool in front of his girlfriend and kills him. By the way, how is CNN? I'm not even going to show it. I didn't show the other things. I don't want to show it. How is CNN showing Nipsey Hussle getting gunned down right in the chest and head? I mean, it's boom, boom, right there. But nobody can show what happened in New Zealand. By the way, we just showed shots of his gun and him going in. So I don't want to show that. Our TV stations don't want that on air. I came in here and said, we're not airing that. My crew didn't want to air it. We didn't want to say the guy's name, but we had to. Because the media was. They took down a bunch of people's YouTube channels and said, because Jones showed the shooting. No, I didn't. But the point is, they can show the shootings, but we can't. Again, this double standard never ends. But let me tell you, if you're a radio listener, this is powerful. But if you are a TV viewer, it's really powerful because you can see all the mainstream news articles. And I'd forgotten the patents and the mainstream news. I was promiscuous, and I'm not even proud of this because it was fun for a while, but it wasn't fun. But the 80s were crazy. Late 80s were just wild. That was way crazier than the 60s. And I remember a few times when I was like 16 or so, I was like going out with some 25-year-old women and stuff that were pretty wild. I wasn't going to topless bars, but I was dating topless girls and stuff. And my dad was laughing. He goes, son, you got to worry about syphilis or hepatitis or something, and you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be having sex before you're married. You should wear a condom if you are. But he goes, HIV is a bioweapon. It's almost impossible for whites to get it unless it's a large blood transfusion. And it's been in the news that it was put in the gay men's vaccines in the late 1970s. And he had like literature and stuff on it. And later that all turned out to be true. But that's what's so crazy about all this is that this is hiding in plain view. This is all hiding in plain view. It's going on, and we won't research it or say no. And now they're trying to bully us to take even more vaccines. My God, what's it going to take? 1 in 10 kids being brain damaged to understand what's happening? Let's go to the report. Here it is.
This weekend, the city of Los Angeles lost a valuable member of their community. A-list rap artist and community philanthropist Nipsey Hussle was gunned down in broad daylight. Without clear evidence of a motive, his murder is being portrayed as gang violence, but many suspect he was assassinated to silence him. Nipsey Hussle was producing a documentary about Dr. Sebi.
I think the story is important. I think it's a powerful narrative.
It is.
You know what I mean? And I think if, imagine this, anybody in this room, if I could say, hey, somebody cured AIDS, y'all be like, yeah, right. And then I can show you an example of him going to trial and proving in a court to a jury that he cured AIDS. Y'all would be interested in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And y'all would look into the way he did it, right?
Dr. Sebi was a Honduran herbalist known for successfully curing AIDS. What is most interesting is that in 1988, Dr. Sebi took his case to the Supreme Court and won. The judge asked Dr. Sebi to provide a single witness who was cured of AIDS. Dr. Sebi provided 77, proving in a court of law that his claims were legitimate. In 2016, Dr. Sebi was arrested and died in jail. His arrest records have not been released, so it remains unclear as to why he was arrested in the first place. Nipsey Hussle believed that Dr. Sebi was murdered to protect the pharmaceutical industry's capital gain. On the same day as Nipsey's murder, the University of California announced that we need funding to eliminate new HIV infections. Their solution is a lifetime dependence to pharmaceuticals costing thousands of dollars a month. The black community has been stricken with AIDS more than anyone else. According to so-called experts, this is due to stigma, fear, discrimination, and homophobia.
No, it's a bioweapon.
In 2003, Dr. Boyd Graves sued the U.S. government claiming that the HIV/AIDS virus was designed as biological terrorism against African Americans. In the lawsuit, Dr. Graves submitted Dr. Robert Gallo's 1971 special virus paper, which reveals how the United States was seeking a virus particle that would negatively impact the defense mechanisms of the immune system. In 1978, Zbigniew Brzezinski submitted National Security Council Memorandum 46 to the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, and the Director of Central Intelligence. Brzezinski recommended that special clandestine operations should be launched by the CIA to generate mistrust and hostility in order to disrupt the black community. In April 1984, Dr. Robert Gallo filed a United States patent application for his invention, the HIV/AIDS virus. Dr. Graves claims the AIDS virus was added as a complement by pharmaceutical company Merck to experimental vaccines given to homosexuals and members of the black community in America and Africa. Shortly thereafter, the two regions were overwhelmed with mass infections of the AIDS virus. We know that the U.S. government is capable of doing this. In 1932, the Public Health Service, working with the Tuskegee Institute, allowed hundreds of black men to die of syphilis, while countless others were allowed to be infected with the disease. Was Nipsey Hussle murdered to keep him from exposing these crimes to his massive audience? Sadly, the world may never know. But now, artist Nick Cannon has hinted towards wanting to finish Nipsey's documentary on the herbalist Dr. Sebi. Reporting for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. And by the way, Greg was being very conservative. It was tens of thousands from Appalachia to Brazil to Honduras to where they got the llamas. What's that South American country? Peru. Giving people the syphilis to then spread it. And so, again, it's not our whole government. It's criminal eugenics elements left over from the eugenics movement. Hitler got all that from the U.S. and England. Look it up. It's mainstream history. It's crazy. Hey, well, I'm going to open the phones up next hour. I'm going to give the number out when we come back. I want to hear from you all on any issue you want to cover, anything you want to talk about. I've got a lot more to get into. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Your calls are coming up, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, though. First-time callers. Please don't forget the mega sale is about to end. Store-wide free shipping.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information's explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshippers? Never! InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I wish Maxine Waters would care about black folks being given HIV on purpose. I wish, huh? I wish that so-called black leaders would talk about how in some jurisdictions, 70%+ of blacks never get born. The national average is close to 50. That is some virtue signal for black people. A lot of black people are angry, mean, evil, racist, brainwashed against me because I'm white. Doesn't matter. I'm taking the high road. A lot of black folks are great people. And their children certainly are innocent, don't deserve to die. So the number one enemy of black people is black leaders who've been bought off and won't stand up for them. And that's the bottom line. Your call is coming up next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a special right now that we've never run before. And even though DNA Force overall is our most profitable product, and that's because people that know in the market what it is understand it's an incredibly good deal. The problem is only athletes and folks that are really into health understand BioPQQ, CoQ10, and other things like this that come from organically produced sources. The average person isn't into vitamins or minerals or supplements. And then only folks that are really into it know about how special it is. And so when they see us selling DNA Force Plus, and the dosages of real PQQ and CoQ10, they go, it's $150 normally, when the lowest price leading competitors like $300 and people get it through medical clinics. Because it is a great nootropic. It's a great thing for the whole body, for all the cells, for the bones, for the DNA, for the telomeres, for the nerves, but people aren't ready to pay that. So they have synthetic PQQ and CoQ10 at the stores. It's still $50-$60 for a little bitty bottle. And the word is the synthetic doesn't even get absorbed. So I set out to give you the best. And back when it was costing us $50-$60 a bottle, we were selling it for $110-$120 a bottle. So we got to get our money back and fund things. But I made a big enough deal to sign a contract out a few years to get a super discount on this, but now I got to move a lot of it. So it's normally $100 now, $110 or so. It's now, right now, at InfoWarsStore.com selling for only $60. Let's pull that up and put that on screen for folks. It's selling for $59.80 right now. 97% reviews for DNA Plus, the new formula of DNA Force, because we made it even stronger, by the way, when I made the better deal. So it's a great deal at $110 or so. It is unbelievably insane at $59. And the money we do make obviously funds this operation. So it's like X2, though, the good halogen. It takes a few weeks for you to notice the results. But if you just get a bottle and take it. You think carrots are good for your eyes? You think antioxidants are good for your skin? It's a joke what happens with this, and it's proven. You can say it slows the deterioration of the telomeres. That means they don't die as fast. You can say that makes them last longer. Half empty, half full. It does so much more. ELEVATP, ancient peat apple extract, PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi, astragalus root extract, and even more incredible ingredients. It is 60% off and free shipping. And if you sign up for auto ship, you can cancel any time, every month, every 2 months, whatever you want. You just pick the time there. You get an additional 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. And there's so many other big deals going at InfoWarsStore.com, but DNA Force really is special. This run at this current rate will sell out in about a week and a half. So this special is not going to run too long. But I have another order coming in soon. It won't be sold out for 6 months this time because, again, I've signed the contract to have it come in as we need it. DNA Force Plus, you want to experience it. And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. You think Jimi Hendrix could have come up with the total revolution of Beethoven-level skill if he'd have been given 20, 30 vaccines? By the way, let's look up where Jimi Hendrix was from. I forget. Seattle, Washington. Imagine how Jimi Hendrix would have done if he'd gotten injected with live syphilis. That was going on when he was born and told it was a vaccine. See, just remember, our government did that. And you've got the governor of Virginia and you've got the governor of New York passing a law, the governor of Virginia endorsing killing babies after they're born. And then you tell me I should trust vaccines that are given liability protection by these people? And I'm not up here virtue signaling at black people. Black people are some of the most racist, hateful people out there. So are white people. But you know who's the most racist? And that's Asians. By the way, my sister is an American. She's Korean adopted. It's cultural. You know how culturally insular Korea or China is? But you never hear a word about how they don't let anybody into China or anybody into Japan. They don't let one Muslim into Japan. Because the Japanese look at the culture and they say, you always conquer who you move into. You never. Islam was in this little bitty spot 1,400 years ago in Mecca and Medina, and now it's all over the world, like a good case of cancer. So I agree with Japan sticking up for their culture. I don't think that's racist to say that we've got our own thing going on here, and this is the way it works, and you don't love it, leave it. But China, boy, they believe they rule Asia, they, like the master race thing, like the Germans believe they rule Europe. And I can't repeat the stuff that's on the Chinese news about black people. And so I'm going to say it right now. The West is the best. For women's rights, for minorities' rights, for everybody. Everybody ought to be kissing America's ass instead of pissing all over it. And I'm not going to take it anymore. And you're like, well, wait a minute. You're saying the government's giving black people syphilis. That's not America. You study real church hearings and other hearings in Congress. You don't just think they made, in the late 90s, Enemy of the State with Will Smith and Gene Hackman. Great movie I mentioned yesterday. I got to rewatch that because it's so accurate. You don't just think they just made that out of nowhere. That's based on a composite of real events of where rogue groups use the power of government to do what they want. Government is like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. I love America. It's a great country. It's done amazing things. But humans are evil. And we got a long list of evil we've done. But so have all these other countries. And if they ever had the power we've had, they'd be 50 times worse. I've studied this country. I'm proud to be an American. And it's those of us standing down and letting scum take over and bully us and tell us we're bad people so we sit down and shut up that are going to wreck this country. I don't give a, you know what, if you're black, you're white, you're Hispanic, you're old, you're young. If you love family and justice and free market and private property and you believe in having a strong civilization and you believe in competition, which makes us all stronger, then I'm your brother. But let me tell you something right now. If you're a psychotic, swindling, nutcase, narcissistic clown like Maxine Waters, who stole tens of millions of dollars to her own husband's company on record, but nobody indicted her ass because she's black. That woman is a cancer on black people. Governor Cuomo is a cancer on America. These people are scum. And they've gotten away with bloody murder. Now, I got four of these interviews, and I'm only going to air one of them. But Maxine Waters at the NAACP Awards got up and said he didn't deserve to be charged, Smollett, and that he's a good guy, and it's good that he was found innocent. He wasn't found innocent. He was let off for trying to cause a damn race war, and he sits there. I looked it up. That guy, in the years he's been on Empire, has made like $7 million. He's got all these other businesses. He lives in a multi-million dollar condo. He's got a million-dollar car. He's got more stuff than I got. And he's bitching about this country. Screw you, man. You know how many people are putting their lives on the line and having to be on food stamps, including non-commissioned officers, and serving 5-6 tours to protect your sorry ass while you sit there pissing on this country, you piece of garbage, you maggot. You make me sick. God almighty. But let me tell you who really makes me mad. Maxine Waters doesn't say a damn thing about half the black kids never getting out of their mommy. She doesn't say a damn thing about HIV and the black population being targeted. She doesn't say crap because she's a big, sick monster for the system. Now, I'm giving you a composite because there's four or five of these interviews I watched this morning. There's an article on Infowars.com. It's got quotes out of different ones. Here's just some of the crap coming out of her mouth about Smollett, who just tried to cause a race war, you know, working with Obama. And why is she defending him? Because she knows it. Because this is who she is. She wants black people to think the average white person's out to get them. Well, that's not the truth. She's a you-know-what liar. And she's a damn enemy of this country. Go ahead and roll that witch.
I have to ask you, because yes, you were one of the first people, yes, to defend Jussie Smollett.
That's right.
And now with all of the recent,
yes,
changes and everything that's,
yes,
come out,
yes,
and the charges being dropped,
yes,
what are your feelings on this?
It's the correct thing that the charges were dropped. First of all, we probably will never know all of the details. We've heard a lot of information. No one was hurt, that is physically killed, shot. He had never committed a crime before. He forfeited the bail. And it's this kind of situation where they close the case all over the country every day, I learned. This is not unusual. A lot of attention given to it because of who he is. He's this extremely talented young man who people have come to love because of being on television. And so I'm hopeful that he'll go on with his career and that he will be successful.
Are you disappointed not to see him here this evening?
Well, I'd love to see him, and I'm looking forward to seeing him, and hopefully very soon.
He goes on in other interviews that they're all up on the side. I can't watch anymore, but to call him her son, or quote, Jussie Smollett is like a son to me, that's the quote. Now, again, 40 detectives spent weeks trying to find out who came and dumped all this stuff on him and put a noose around his neck. And so if I call the police and I say that my house is on fire and the fire department shows up and then there's a fire across town and people burn up and die in the house, I'm guilty of manslaughter. And if you think in Chicago, where you Democrats run things, the highest crime rate in the nation, if you think having 40 detectives spend all their time trying to do that, And if you think making black people think that there's white folks hiding out in the dark at 2 a.m. in the morning to put nooses around your necks, and then she says nobody was hurt, it shows you she thinks he's great. And that's why the head prosecutor let him go. That's why they did this, because, folks, the government thinks it's above the law. The Democrats think they're above the law. And we come back, we're going to take your calls on this and more. The latest on Biden, the latest on all of it. But the big story while we're sitting here talking about this is the globalists are trying to implode the economy. The Federal Reserve is. And they're trying to implode the borders. And our borders, as we speak, I hate to make the announcement, but the country is taking on water. And when you don't control your border, a nation is in an existential crisis, especially when the people organized to come here have been organized and brainwashed by the globalists to be an enemy force. So I'm going to say it. Trump is not doing enough on the border. I want a real national emergency, as Commander-in-Chief declared. Not the one he did, but a real national emergency. I want 100,000 troops down there right now. I want to repel the invaders.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft, it's silky, it's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life, she's got energy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide broadcast. I intend to go to your phone calls right now. And then Paul Watson takes over in the fourth hour. But at the start of the next segment, I'm going to air a piece that one of our crew members, Rob Dew, put together to show the insanity of the border. It's mainly video-centric, but it'll be okay for radio. We are always simulcasting on radio. But next segment, I've just made a decision in my gut. I've been agonizing over this for months about where I stand on Venezuela and intervention. And I just made the decision with this Infowars.com article, China sends troops to Venezuela despite U.S. warnings. I've made a decision on where I stand. And I think the president, who's been very patient with all of this and has been basically keeping the neocons under control, understands the dangers of intervention, but I think the dangers of not intervening have reached a threshold. But there is a specific three-pronged threat within the president making the right move that has to be dealt with. And I'm just going to say it. I'm going to be honest with the audience. I don't care what people think. My gut's never wrong. And at 45, I've learned to go with my gut. Which, of course, is just a sum of all your research, all your data, all the background. And then your gut does a prime approximation. People call it their gut. It's the subconscious brain, probably 100 times more powerful than the conscious, giving you an analysis and saying what has to be done. You know, this is so heavy, though. It's almost like just deciding to do it and then saying it on air is not good enough. It'd be like a press release. I should be at a lectern. Because the government and Trump and others listen, and the public listens to us. I mean, this is a big deal, though. And I don't want to just say this. But it's fresh, it's clear, and just during the break, it hit me that I've almost done this a couple times in the last few months, and I just held back because I don't trust the neocons around Trump, but if he could trust the people around him, we don't just need to have regime change. We need to invade Venezuela right now. And I mean invade it. Full-on invasion. 300,000 troops. And people are going to say, oh, they'll resist it. It'll seize an occupation. I'm going to explain when we come back. You can't do this in a vacuum, folks. We're leaving vacuums. With internet censorship, with the Chi-Coms, with the Russians now, you can't in this world now just sit here and lie to yourself about the fact that if we're not there, they're going to be there. And before, we were there to help them. Now we're there to help everybody and ourselves, and they're collapsing northern South America into us, and so it's a national security issue. The UN isn't going to stop until we stop them. But invading Venezuela and Mexico, if need be, and Americans are ready for the real war, not these fake wars. We want real wars to secure our future and other people's futures. You have to get out of the UN. You have to arrest all these people. You can't just launch the war there and then leave the enemy inside the country running operations against us, because the country has reached an existential level of survival at this point. And what, do I turn the show off and just run to the Cook Islands or something? Because, I mean, I'm not running, so I'm not going to sit here and lie to you about where we are. The country either starts fighting or starts dying, folks. It just comes down to that. And I've done everything I can to stop this type of stuff. And it was wrong. The Middle Eastern wars were to turn loose the radical Muslims. And those were all bad wars. This is a survival of the country at this point. And the problem is the neocons, like Bay of Pigs, will try to set the president up and sabotage him in the war. I get that. And that's why I don't know what to do at that point. We are so overrun by damn traitors. And Machiavellis, that every time they do one position, then they got to go another position because they can keep playing both sides. It's like a mental illness instead of just going straight forward. But I can see their moves, and they're as crazy as a you-know-what rat. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I apologize. I'm going to them. Last segment of this hour, I'll try to do a firm five-minute breakdown and then go back to calls about what I believe the president needs to do at this point. But I have looked at the flavor of this, and there's no doubt what it is. It's what the Chi-Coms did in the Congo. It's what the Cubans did in the Congo. We're so late in the game, folks. And they're going to foment the complete collapse of South and Central America into the U.S. And so we can't even get enough Border Patrol to control the record numbers coming across. We're being destroyed right now. We're under attack right now. And I'm not just going to sit here and stand by while the Russians and the Chi-Coms, everybody flood into those areas and try to destabilize that whole area. So the question is, does our president, does our military and everybody else have what it takes? Because I'm sick of being pushed around by these people and these damn leftist traitors that run our government. Let's just get real. Why are we on the air unless we're really trying to secure the republic and have a future instead of playing all these damn games all day long? People like Schiff and Swallowswell and all these little chicken neck traitors who can be bought off by the next person. They have no morals. They have no anything. They are enemies, period. They're the enemy within. I swear on the altar to God, though, I'm never giving up. Heck, I'm far from wanting to give up. It's the opposite. I am so on fire against you people now. Makes me sick. What you've done to our people. All of your crap. Yeah, Ed wants to talk about something really important. Gun bills, emergency order for gun confiscation, Colorado. Sheriff saying they won't do it. What do you think's going on? What do you think's going to happen, Ed?
Well, my question was, and I'm really depressed about what has happened here in Colorado. But I'm looking at across the country, there's 25 states with this exact same bill on the docket. And I haven't heard you talk about Texas, because there's House Bill 131 and Senate Bill 157, which is...
Brother, Texas is almost blue. The average Texan's running around with their thumb up their rear end going, oh, we're just fine, Alex. No, we're not.
Yeah, and this is my thing. This is the first time I've actually gotten to the point where I'm looking at leaving Colorado. And one of the places I was thinking about was Texas. And, years and years ago, I lived in Texas, and... I started considering that, but then when I saw that they had the same bill on the docket, I'm like, well, what am I going to do?
Well, Texas isn't as far gone as Colorado, but listen, you're welcome here in Texas. We'll come back and talk to you on the other side. But, folks, that's what I'm telling you, man. The Democrats and the globalists know they're close to winning, and the smart-ass Chi-Coms and all of them. Trump is trying to balance this. I'll explain it when we come back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own. but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide.
We're taking your phone calls.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a lot taking place. Look, I'm going to explain something. I know everybody gets this. We're in World War IV right now. The CIA accurately called the Cold War World War III. This is the new unconventional warfare. Economic migrant waves, the UN admits it. And a bunch of our elites bet on China, sold out to the EU. Patriots and our own intelligence agencies working with the general public didn't think that was a good idea and put Trump in. And now all hell's been breaking loose like you've been seeing, and America's winning. But Venezuela has collapsed. Northern South America's collapsed. Honduras. All those areas have collapsed. Guatemala. And there are millions coming up now, and our courts and our systems are overwhelmed. And if we let a few million in, it'll be like Europe, tens of millions, and then total breakdown. The Democrats want people here that are illegal, who don't get jobs, who are basically homeless, to weigh down the whole society. I live in Austin, Texas. Every damn street corner's got homeless sleeping under the bridges. It's insane. And Trump just met with the head of NATO to talk about closing the U.S. border, as if NATO has any business in that. But all you can do is say to Mexico and everybody, because the Mexican president says he's a socialist, come on up, invade, we're going to bring down America. Okay, it's cut off. Nobody goes back and forth. We're in an emergency. I don't want martial law. We're in martial law. We've been taken there by the globalists. They're ignoring our laws. They're doing whatever they want. They're trying to cause race wars. The private Federal Reserve is raising interest rates, trying to kill the economy. And the Chi-Coms of the most evil people on earth are involved and running it and have sent troops into Venezuela to help stage all this with the UN. You know, you laugh at the weathermen 40 years ago bragging about their plan to use the Chinese to collapse Central and South America into the U.S. and do all this. I was told by all the old timers this was the plan. And I just sit there with retired colonels and generals and like, this was the plan, and roll my eyes. Because it's unbelievable that we put up with it, isn't it? And if we let them start massing Chinese and Russian troops down there, when if we were flooding Russia with millions of refugees and doing that, I'd say it was evil and wrong. And we've got troops around Russia, and I think that's pushing it. But this isn't that. This is Russia and China involved, trying to continue this evil regime that's enslaving people, and millions have been kicked out of their homes, 5 million, and they're all coming this way, and they're involved with the globalists. And it's an act of war. Stories up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com from ZeroHedge.com. And I'm just telling you that we have an internal enemy that hates this country, the AOC and Beto supporters, and we're just a damn mess. So, yeah, it's good to have Trump in, and we're beating globalism, but this is their counterstrike, bring down America. So what do we do? It's time to take out Maduro. But Trump is worried. He knows he's got double-crossers in the intelligence agencies that want to make him look bad, so his hands are tied. Look, just like the sun came up this morning, and it's going to set this evening at 7:30 or whatever the time is. Look up sunset tonight, see if I'm right. I just guessed it. 7:32, who knows? If Trump didn't have his hands tied by traitors, Maduro would be pushing daisies right now. And the people that voted in a good leader would have a chance in the future. That's not the case. It's spiraling out of control with a failed 750. It's spiraling out of control right now. Let me call you right back in a second. Thanks. Important stuff going on. So let's go ahead and play a clip of the president right now. President Trump talking about what's happening right now and the national emergency the globalists have put us in, not him. Here it is.
And so that's one of the benefits. So I'm totally prepared to do it. We're going to see what happens over the next few days.
Mr. President, it sounds like Mexico's doing enough to keep you from immediately closing the border, from what all the apprehensions.
Well, they made a big step over the last 2 days. Look, they are apprehending people. You see how many they are. A lot. It's a lot of people. And the fact that they're doing that means fewer people are going to come. But, you know, we pay hundreds of millions of dollars to Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador as a combination. And what do? They don't do anything for us. You know, it's supposed to be money well spent. I understand the reason for it, but that money doesn't get there. So we're giving hundreds of millions of dollars to these three countries. And the money's not going to where it's supposed to be going, number one. Number two, they're taking advantage of the United States, and they have been for many years. So I cut off the payments yesterday. I know what the payments are supposed to be for. They're supposed to be to help so that they don't have this problem. But they don't do that. The money is gone. It's not spent properly. And they arrange, I mean, the thing that bothers me more than anything, they arrange these caravans. And they don't put their best people in those caravans. They put people in there that you don't want to have in the United States. And we're not going to have them in the United States. It's very simple. It's very, very simple.
Mr. President, are you happy with Stoltenberg as a leader of NATO?
Say it.
Why are you happy with Stoltenberg as the leader of NATO?
I think he's been a terrific leader, and I can just say during my time, so it's already amazing, 2.5 years, but we got along really well, and he made his first statement about it was, we had our first meeting, and I think I got them to put up the other countries, respectfully, 27 countries, put up the other 27, $64 billion. $64 billion. That's a lot of money. And he went out and he said, what a great job he did. A lot of people don't like giving credit. Like the media never gives me credit, but he gave me credit. Now we're up to way over $100 billion, and it's going to be a lot higher than that by the end of 2020. But I appreciate the job he's done. He's done an excellent job. And when it came time to renew, because a lot of people wanted that
job. Okay, so I'm going to go back to your phone calls.
Job.
The reason I'm freaking out is they're reporting at three of the most high traffic border positions between Texas and California that they're seeing four or five times any previous record of people slamming in. And it's already overwhelmed the courts and the detention facilities. And they're just loading kids and women and men onto buses, and Democrats are just taking them to hell who knows where. And a lot of it's child smuggling, drug smuggling. The Democrats are just a criminal, lawless group of psychotic maggots. And our acquiescence to them has allowed this climate to take place. And now, as the caller was saying, Ed, in Colorado, all over the country, they're trying to pass laws where the Democrat just doesn't like you, they take your guns away, these red flag laws. So it's a crazy time. Ed, what was your other point?
Well, you know, my concern has been, I just don't understand why they keep it's across the country, you know, same type of things being turned.
Yeah, because Bloomberg's funding it and Soros, and they want to run your life.
Yeah, but, you know, no one in any of the states is stepping up and saying, look, you know, we need to actually correct this, and we need to change this so that you can't just be an anonymous caller who you can get your guns taken away from you. And you know, it's just becoming so frustrating. All the efforts that have been taking place here in Colorado, Rally for Our Rights, you know, people have been reaching out to the legislators trying to get them to not pass such a law that has this, you know, zero protection for.
Sir, we're dealing with tyranny. I appreciate your call, Ed. Yeah, well, the country's in deep trouble. And it's good that we have Trump and he's trying to do some things, but yeah, we're in trouble. So everybody better get politically involved and get active now. So I'm glad you're awake. I'm glad you're concerned. All these latest shootings and things, the person had them illegally. They were already adjudicated mentally ill. They shouldn't have had the gun. So their answer is standing down at Parkland, letting a lunatic that they wouldn't put in jail do this was, oh, we'll just take all your guns. Well, then you let Dick's Sporting Goods that supports this know you're not going there. You get aggressive. You as a conservative or as a Christian or as a gun owner, don't spend money with the establishment. You research who they are. We're going to come back and take more calls with Sarah and Rose and Jewel and Luke and JK and Eric and Nick. There I am shooting that stupid 50 cal. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please don't forget we have store-wide free shipping about to end and 50 to 60% off all the supplements and a bunch of other big deals. Please check it out today. Get a T-shirt, whatever. It funds the operation. I thank you. Your children thank you. We'll be right back. If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face towards Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You're north on 281 south of the scales, correct? Devil.
Parrish did say today that they have reached over 300,000 apprehensions along the southwestern border for this fiscal year alone. Now, specifically here in the RGV, they have seen over 130,000. CBP today released that they're expecting to apprehend over 55,000 family units for the month of March alone.
The fact of the matter is, this is not an emergency, and the president's fear-mongering doesn't make it one.
There is no crisis at the border.
All state that this is a manufactured crisis and a crisis that manufactured by the Trump administration.
But he clearly understands in his gut what stirs his base. And he is determined to inflame these fears regardless of the facts or the effect this will have on the country.
What's at the core of this crisis is the Trump administration.
The reason that the Democrats refuse to call this a crisis is because they see it as an opportunity.
CBP is facing an unprecedented humanitarian and border security crisis all along our southwest border.
The Mexican Interior Secretary said that they're planning to see come through Mexico the mother of all caravans.
It is very definitely a crisis, and the question is, what do you do?
We will build a wall. We will build a wall. We will.
yesterday was April Fool's Day, as you know, so I guess it was only fitting that Time Magazine would put a fool on the cover. They call her the Phenom and say that she's changing the climate fight. And this is not photoshopped, and the upper right-hand corner is literally the date of April 1st. I decided to Photoshop it a bit to make it more accurate, so I changed the Phenom to the Moron and posted it on Facebook and Twitter, and I wouldn't be surprised if Snopes debunks it.
With my Republican colleagues, they say things, and I'm like, what does that have to do with what we're talking about? and the person's like in charge of National Flood Insurance Program, they're like, what? Yeah. And the woman said yes or no, and he said, yeah, and she goes, yes.
And speaking of morons, this man, Wayne Messam, is the Democrat mayor of Miramar, Florida, and he has just thrown his hat in the presidential ring for 2020. Not a single American outside of his town has ever heard of or seen this man before, and I'd be willing to bet that 3/4 of the people in his town haven't either. But he thinks he has what it takes to become the president. Maybe he's got a really big following on social media and I've just never heard of him because I'm stuck in a conservative echo chamber. Let's check out his Twitter account, shall we? Oh, look at that. He's got 5,000 followers. That's literally fewer followers than the official Kleenex account, which has over 27,000 followers, showing that more people would rather get updates about the latest tissue technology than care what this man has to say. And speaking of tissues, I almost cried tears of joy last week when I began getting a flood of messages from you guys telling me that a great patriot was rocking one of my t-shirts right behind President Trump at his Grand Rapids, Michigan rally. The placement couldn't have been better. There he is right next to the president rocking my JFK Trump shirt for the entire hour and a half. I salute you, sir, and it looks like Fox News did as well, because there was a moment during the applause when they zoomed right in on him. A lot of people noticed the shirt, but not all of them were happy. This MSNBC producer posted a picture of it on Twitter and asked, what the fresh hell is this? This New York Daily News writer got triggered and asked, is that dude in the right-hand corner actually wearing a t-shirt depicting JFK in a Trump cap? Yes, yes he is, and it's fantastic. This person reported me to social media hall monitor Brian Stelter, tweeting at him, asking him, why are these Trump supporters making money off the image of JFK? This person tattled on me to Congressman Joe Kennedy, asking him, why are Trump supporters allowed to do this? I'm allowed to do it because this is America. Ain't it great?
I'm your host, Alex Jones, and the establishment is doing everything they can to shut us down because they know we represent grassroots, populist, Americana reboot that swept Trump into power. In 2016, if you went to a Trump rally or you went to the RNC event in Cleveland, Ohio, you would see about a third of the people wearing Infowars.com shirts and Hillary for Prison shirts from Infowars.com. And I remember when Trump won the nomination and then won the presidency, sitting here with security I'd had to hire at that point and saying, it's really going to get bad now. Will they just kill me or will they try to sue me, lie about me, destroy my name, and imprison me? Because those historically are the different angles that authoritarians take in revenge. Well, we've now seen that they've taken the latter pattern. So when we talk about this broadcast here, understand that what we're about to cover is the absolute heart of what we're facing and the only Achilles heel that populist, capitalist nations are dealing with. And if we can handle this problem, we can handle all the others. We're not issuing this warning like he did to the companies that wouldn't retract on the Covington kids just to issue it for no reason. I don't want to sue Business Insider and their so-called reporter. I don't want to sue Instagram. But I cannot allow you to silence me and defame me and literally create a designation that I know is already being used at the Interpol level for conservative nationalist dissidents that they're preparing to roll out worldwide of hate figure. Then they take your bank accounts, they take your ability to fly, and then they finally imprison you with this plan. And leaked documents out of Facebook yesterday show this. Facebook owns Instagram. I want you to understand this is the future for you. Because they leaked these emails, the Southern Poverty Law Center / Media Matters types that we know are inside these, quote, escalation groups inside the tech giants. That's what admittedly was brought in. They are inside having these conversations via email about how, well, Alex Jones didn't say anything anti-Semitic, and only 4% of the 500-plus comments we reviewed are anti-Semitic. And these are people saying anti-Semitic things to him, but we still want to ban him. And so they say, well, let's just issue him as a hate figure and take him completely off Instagram and what's left of Facebook. Because I want to be clear, I was not completely banned off Facebook or these other platforms. They took channels down saying I'd violated terms of service on those channels. The media then created the next phase that I was supposedly completely deplatformed everywhere. I'm so tired of this classic Smollett-style, Covington kids setup style leftist game. So this reporter admits that they created the controversy. They contacted Facebook. They're working with Facebook insiders that then release the entire group chat discussion of the moderators. And then it was put in CNET News, the Washington Post. Alex Jones set to be removed from Instagram for anti-Semitism post. And 99% of people will read something like that and think Alex Jones has engaged in some anti-Semitic statement. Well, if I did, I'd have that free speech right, but I didn't. I'm actually pro-Israel being able to exist. Everybody knows that. The anti-Semites hate me because of that. So the magnitude of this, to post an article where you're working with the insiders at Facebook to imply that I've done something anti-Semitic because of a couple of anti-Semitic comments, and then to say that I am guilty of anti-Semitic posts and never even show anybody what they're talking about is next level.
Because we need border security. We have to have it. Should have happened 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. And it's going to happen now. Going to happen now. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy your food.
There's the juxtaposed of golden candlestick holders with candles and then all this fast food. It's Trump is ridiculous. He's the ultimate Joker card. But meanwhile, he says, we've got burgers stacked a mile high. They spin it that he's lying when it's a figure of speech.
And I didn't see anybody complaining when Barack Obama was spending $65,000 on hot dog dinners. Nobody cared to mention that in the mainstream press or ridicule him. And Obama always made a big deal of going out for fast food, or the press did at least when he did.
Oh, it's well known. Trump likes tacos and Obama likes wieners.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine.
With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on this April 2nd, 2019 edition. Absolutely shocking video clip that's just come out in the past couple of hours, which we're going to play here in the next segment, which is CNN host Christiane Amanpour. And in fact, if you go to summit.news right now, it's the top headline over there on summit.news. We're going to roll this after the break. She's basically doing an interview with James Comey, former director of the FBI, and suggests to him that Trump supporters who led the, quote, lock her up chant during the 2016 presidential campaign should have been locked up themselves. She actually suggests that Trump supporters chanting lock her up was, quote, hate speech, and that the federal government, the FBI, should have got involved with, quote, shutting down Trump supporters who chanted lock her up during the 2016 presidential election. Absolutely chilling that they're now bringing it to this level. Of course, according to the Supreme Court, hate speech is part of the First Amendment anyway, not that this comes anywhere near it. Absolutely absurd authoritarianism, but what else could you expect out of CNN? We're also going to talk about the Joe Biden situation. Now that his spokesman, Bill Russo, is blaming, quote, right-wing trolls and the dark recesses of the internet for this entire scandal, despite the fact that it was the Washington Post, not right-wing trolls, who back in 2015 was perhaps the first major news publication to refer to former Vice President Joe Biden as, quote, creepy Uncle Joe. And not without evidence, as has been circulating on the internet for years and years. Not as a result of right-wing trolls and their dark recesses, but as a result of the footage itself, which you see right there. And people have been asking, how is this impacting Joe Biden in the polls? Well, we haven't had any polls since this emerged over the weekend. Those are going to come out later this week, I would imagine. But if you look at the odds for him becoming the Democratic primary winner, he seems to have tanked quite significantly. So this is having a major impact on his potential presidential campaign. Of course, beforehand, he was the front runner in basically every single poll. Now, as a result of this scandal, his numbers are evaporating fast, which is why you have the Democratic media industrial complex coming out and defending him at every available turn. Don't forget, these were the same people who demanded that Donald Trump shouldn't even be allowed to run for president because he said, quote, they let you grab them by the pussy. Now, as far as I can see in any of these clips, none of these young women and girls are letting Joe Biden do anything. In fact, in numerous instances, they jerk away, they pull away, they're clearly uncomfortable. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into another poll which finds that the majority of Americans, more Americans than not, think that Hillary Clinton colluded with foreign operatives during the 2016 presidential election than those who think that Trump colluded with foreign operatives in the aftermath of the basic collapse of the Mueller report. Rachel Maddow is still out on NBC every night, again, trying to reinflate this deflated hoax, even when her own Chiron at the bottom of the screen suggests otherwise, as she talks about it live on MSNBC. Going to talk about the latest with Brexit. Obviously, Theresa May The betrayer of Britain has gone for yet another extension to try and kick the can down the road further in the hopes of cancelling Brexit at some point altogether. We're going to talk about the latest knife crime attacks in London. There were five separate attacks, they think, by the same person over the course of just a few days in London. We're going to talk about the response to that. And we're going to talk about Sweden releasing its first statistics on crime and migration since 2005. I wonder what that will contain. We will be back live with all that and more on the Alex Jones Show Live, fourth hour, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live, and we're going to play that clip with Christiane Amanpour literally suggesting, if not outright saying, that Trump supporters should have been locked up for chanting lock her up during the 2016 presidential election. First, though, I want to talk about Joe Biden. We have this top story up on Infowars.com. Nancy Pelosi tells Joe Biden to stop touching women. Of course, you've had a raft of Democrats and leftists over the past few days come out and defend Joe Biden. Now at least Pelosi is being honest in recognizing the horrendous optics that this represents for the Democratic Party in this era of Me Too, which their own people started back in 2017, even though it later ensnared mostly left-wing politicians. Now Nancy Pelosi has warned Joe Biden to stop touching women during a speech at a breakfast-hour Washington event earlier today. Of course, Biden has been under intense scrutiny after two women, that's just over the past few days, accused the former vice president of behaving inappropriately towards them. Their testimony has, of course, been completely dismissed by most on the left who previously said over and over again, believe all women. Pelosi told Biden, quote, join the straight arm club. In other words, keep your handshakes at arm's length and don't be touchy-feely. Just pretend you have a cold and I have a cold, Pelosi said. Of course, when we talk about this controversy, little reference is given to the most disturbing aspect of it, which is his behavior towards children, which is documented in that video, which was, according to Biden's campaign manager or his spokesman at least, was just a fever-brained conspiracy invented by right-wing trolls. Well, the footage kind of speaks for itself, doesn't it? So Pelosi's come out to her credit and said, look, you need to stop behaving like this. It wouldn't even have been normal 20 years ago. Why would it be normal now? Bill Russo, his spokesman, blamed the dark recesses of the internet for stirring this up. Of course, privately, they're saying the opposite. They're blaming it all on Bernie Sanders people. Whoopi Goldberg on The View yesterday said, quote, I don't want Joe to stop smelling women's hair and kissing them. Yes, she actually said that live on The View, that she doesn't want Joe Biden. Maybe she's a closet Bernie Sanders supporter, because if she thinks that this is normal and acceptable behavior to whisper to women, to sniff their hair, to grab them round the shoulders, even as they're visibly uncomfortable with that, then either she's completely stupid in terms of not understanding the optics of the situation, or she's a closet Bernie Sanders supporter and wants Joe Biden's candidacy to be sunk. But she did actually say yesterday on The View, I don't want Joe to stop. when they were talking about the context of him smelling women's hair and kissing them. While Biden and his staff will continue to blame the potential presidential candidate's creepy behavior around women and young girls on internet trolls, the footage speaks for itself. Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC defends Joe Biden's habit of inappropriate touching. This article is up on summit.news. MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski defended Joe Biden's creepy behavior around women and children earlier today. Of course, she was one of the loudest and most vocal in denouncing President Donald Trump for how he said he behaved around women, even with consent. Now she's defending Biden as well. Over the weekend, Lucy Flores accused the potential presidential candidate of gripping her shoulders and kissing her head several years ago at a political event, adding that this made her feel uneasy, gross, and confused. Then, of course, he was hit by a second accusation yesterday, which was a Connecticut woman who said Biden touched her inappropriately and rubbed noses with her during a 2009 political fundraiser in Greenwich when he was vice president. I mean, even does weird elongated hugs with Hillary Clinton. I mean, if there's anyone you wouldn't want to do that with, it would be Hillary Clinton, in my view. But even he can't resist Hillary Clinton. That's how touchy-feely he really is. Brzezinski said, quote, "He is extremely affectionate, extremely flirtatious in a completely safe way." Okay, would you allow him around your kids? Do you think that's a completely safe way to behave around kids? When these women in all of these, or at least half of these photos and these videos, are clearly uncomfortable with what he's doing to them. So it's clearly not completely safe and normal, is it? Brzezinski later suggested that Flores was seeking to politically sink Biden because she is a Bernie supporter. So they're blaming it on right-wing trolls, but also saying, oh, by the way, it's a secret Bernie conspiracy. There you see his weird, elongated grope and grab of Hillary Clinton. She said, "Are we allowed to bring up that Lucy Flores is a huge Bernie person? She has political connections that might be counter to Biden's goals, and that this could be politically motivated." Of course, no one asked whether it was politically motivated that the Billy Bush tape leaked just, what was it, a month before the election. No, that wasn't a consideration, was it? So either Brzezinski hasn't seen the footage of Biden's creepy behavior, and again, they present the scandal as it being him grabbing women round the shoulders from behind. That's not the worst of it. That is not the worst of it, as anyone who has watched this footage at length knows, particularly in the video that I put out, Creepy Uncle Joe, which since Kellyanne Conway went on Fox News over the weekend and said, "Google Creepy Uncle Joe," just by coincidence, this video has garnered about 300,000 more views since the weekend. Now it's got over 2 million views, even as they claim it's part of a Bernie Sanders conspiracy, despite the fact that it was the Washington Post, as I said before, that first labeled Biden Creepy Uncle Joe back in 2015 and said if he has any aspirations of running for president, this could potentially sink his candidacy. He hasn't announced yet, and according to the polls, it's having a big effect, or at least according to the odds. This headline is up on Infowars.com. Joe Biden's primary victory odds slump after Me Too controversy. Having previously been the clear frontrunner, and he has been for months, as you know, Biden's primary victory odds have slumped following controversy over his inappropriate behavior around women. Now, if you look at the predicted chart, which is right there in this article, you will know that since these new revelations come out with the two women accusing him, Biden, who is represented there by the pink line on that graph, sunk as of 28th of March. 29th of March is when he really dropped down, which is the day when the first claim was made, I believe. And since then, he hasn't recovered. So both Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders have risen above Bernie Sanders, according to the odds. Whether that's going to be reflected in polls of Democratic voters, we won't know for a few days or so. The UK outlet, Odds Checker, which kind of amalgamates all the different betting odds for UK political betting. Of course, I believe it's illegal to bet on US politics from the US, but you can do it from the UK via these Odds Checker type websites. They've got him below Sanders and Harris, and they've actually got Beto O'Rourke level pegging now with Joe Biden at 6-1 to win the Democratic candidacy. And in fact, if you look at the odds to win the presidency itself, according to that spread, Biden is not even in the top four. And in fact, Beto O'Rourke has now surpassed him. So this is having a huge damaging effect. Of course, you've got all these people coming out and defending him, but it's really not doing him much help, according to what we're seeing through the political betting odds. Zero Hedge reports, Biden advisors believe rival Democrats conspired to revive inappropriate touching allegations. Now, of course, whether they conspired or not to revive them, the fact is they've always been there, and this was always going to be a scandal that would drag Biden down, whether it would have occurred now or later on during the actual presidential campaign itself. So now they're saying that they note Flores' association and public support for Sanders. Sources from within Biden's campaign told Axios that the allegations of Biden's inappropriate behavior are being fanned by his rivals. And yet, out the other side of their mouth, they're saying that it's all the work of right-wing trolls and the dark recesses of the internet. So they really can't make their mind up. The fact is, Joe Biden has a huge problem optically with his behavior around women. Whether you believe that's actually predatory in nature or not, the fact is this looks absolutely disastrous in this era of Me Too, which the left themselves created. We'll be back. It's the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. News, analysis, reports. It's The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, before I get back into the news, I need to tell you about the Save the First Amendment, Stop Big Tech Censorship special, which is still running, but it has to end soon at InfoWarsStore.com. We have up to 60% off InfoWars Life products, double Patriot points and free shipping site-wide. Limited supplies on a lot of these products because a lot of you have taken advantage of these great offers, including on Turbo Force, which is the energy drink for alertness and concentration. It's absolutely potent and powerful. You probably should only be taking half a sachet of this to begin with, but it's great. You just mix it in with water or the drink of your choice for quick, accessible energy. It is Turbo Force. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. That is a gigantic saving, now available at just $29.98 for a big pack of Turbo Force. You can also select the auto ship option so you can get regular delivery and you don't have to remember to keep going back to the website to reorder. Obviously, people forget to do that, but you don't have to do that. And with the auto ship, you get another 10% off. The reviews are absolutely amazing. Again, 4.8 out of 5 in terms of reviews. I'm just reading some of them right now. I'm already a fan of Brainforce Plus, but this takes it to a whole new level. I used to drink 2 Monster Rehab teas a day with Brainforce and have switched to 1 Turbo Force in the morning, 2 Brainforce Plus pills in the afternoon. And they're saying that they don't get, again, that junky side effect that you get from a lot of energy drinks. Another one says, "Holy mother of God, this product does not fail. Started taking it in the morning. The results, I was bouncing off the walls. I had to ask my wife to help me out." And that's no hyperbole. I mean, this is powerful stuff. "It's worth every penny," says another reviewer. Again, these are all verified independent reviewers. "I take half a pack and have natural energy feeling that lasts for 9 to 10 hours. Being active in my community meetings at City Hall can last for hours. Turbo Force helps me to stay alert and respond to issues that are pertinent to myself and my neighbors." So again, just an absolute raft of 5-star reviews for Turbo Force, and it's available right now for 50% off, a whopping great fat discount at InfoWarsStore.com as part of this special, where you can also find InfoWars Life protein bars. We've got the 2 different flavors there. Again, a perfect combination to take with the Turbo Force for protein-packed power on the go. 25% off the new InfoWars Life protein bar available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Christiane Amanpour, who is a close friend of Hillary Clinton, every time I see her on CNN, she's basically running her mouth as a mouthpiece for globalist agendas. She's done numerous softball interviews with Hillary Clinton, and now she's done one with former FBI Director James Comey. But this was fascinating and disturbing, not for anything that Comey said, but for what Christiane Amanpour herself said. Let's roll the clip.
Good. I've got one question, because you just said lock her up, yeah. Or lock me up. Of course, lock her up was a feature of the 2016 Trump campaign. Do you, in retrospect, wish that people like yourself, the head of the FBI, I mean, the people in charge of law and order, had shut down that language, that it was dangerous potentially, that it could have created violence, that it's kind of hate speech. Should that have been allowed?
That's not a role for government to play. The beauty of this country is people can say what they want, even if it's misleading and it's demagoguery. The people who should have shut it down were Republicans who understand the rule of law and the values that they claim to stand for. Shame on them, but it wasn't a role for government to play.
James Comey, former FBI.
Now, did you catch that? She literally just said that people should have been locked up themselves for chanting lock her up. That chanting lock her up about Hillary Clinton would potentially have caused violence. Absolutely absurd, ludicrous statement. She invoked she said the FBI should have done something to shut it down. Like the FBI doesn't have anything better to do than deal with Trump supporters jovially having a laugh at Trump campaign events, chanting lock her up about Hillary Clinton. Like, how on earth is that going to cause violence? Absolutely ludicrous. She also doesn't understand the basic tenets of the First Amendment and the fact that the Supreme Court itself said that hate speech was part of the First Amendment, as long as it's not an imminent incitement to violence. Of course, chanting lock her up does not even approach hate speech. These are the kind of people who are working for CNN. These are the same people who said, who suggested, who was it, Cuomo, that people reading the WikiLeaks documents, the Podesta emails that were publicly available online, was a criminal act and that only CNN should be able to read them. This is what we're dealing with CNN. Literally calling for Trump supporters to be arrested by the federal government for chanting a completely, in comparison to many chants, anodyne slogan, lock her up. You know, meanwhile, we had actual Democrats, Hillary Clinton supporters literally rioting after she lost. Kristian Amanpour didn't have a lot to say about that because she's close friends with Hillary Clinton. She's one of the premier globalists at CNN. She's given Clinton numerous softball interviews before. And now her bias has been brutally exposed. As I say in the article, which is at summit.news, this kind of ghoulish authoritarian rhetoric wouldn't look out of place in an actual dictatorship. This is the kind of thing that anti-Erdogan protesters at an event in Turkey would be locked up and tortured for chanting lock him up. And now CNN host Kristian Amanpour wants to see something similar in the United States. Absolutely chilling, chilling, disturbing rhetoric. Now we have this story up on Infowars.com. Poll, more Americans think Hillary colluded with foreign operatives than Trump, much to the chagrin of Kristian Amanpour, no doubt. Following the failure of the Mueller investigation to find any evidence that Trump or members of his campaign colluded with Russia, a new Rasmussen poll finds that more Americans now think Hillary Clinton colluded with foreign operatives than Trump. And of course, many of them say that because they claim that the notorious Steele dossier itself was an example of foreign collusion. I mean, one, it was completely bogus, but two, it was obtained via the help of Russian officials. So if there's any Russian collusion, there it is. Of course, then you have the Uranium One controversy where the Clinton Foundation got kickbacks for basically selling out the United States' control over uranium to Russia. So you have that as an actual example of foreign collusion. And now a Rasmussen poll finds that 47% of likely U.S. voters think Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign is more likely than President Trump's to have illegally colluded with foreign operatives. 45% still suspect the Trump campaign. So more Americans suspect Hillary of colluding with Russians than Trump. Also, a different poll by Rasmussen has found that Trump, as of yesterday, had a 51% approval rating. That compares to just 45% for Barack Obama at the same point in his presidency. So despite the 95% negative media coverage, President Donald Trump is 6 points ahead of where Barack Obama was at the same point for him back in 2011. We'll be back with more news. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alec?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, despite the almost complete collapse of the Russian collusion conspiracy, which was this generation's WMD, Rachel Maddow is still over on MSNBC, even as her ratings sink day by day, talking about Russian collusion like it isn't a giant wild conspiracy theory. Headline up on BizPak Review, Rachel Maddow corrected in real time by MSNBC's own Chiron, as she pushes Mueller conspiracy. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow continued to push her blatant conspiracy claims about Robert Mueller's report, even while her own network fact-checked her on the air. Maddow fanned the flames of fake news Monday as she raised the alarm over her suspicions that Attorney General William Barr is secretly redacting the special counsel's report before its public release. Meanwhile, in the MSNBC production room, the network's last truth teller, is that really what she calls herself, was apparently oblivious to the on-air rant and offered an on-screen chyron that completely contradicted the show's host, of course, pointing out that Mueller is working with Barr to select what gets redacted in the report. So it's not Barr who gets the choice on his own. He's working with the special counsel to make those decisions. Aaron Marte responded to this on Twitter, and it wasn't an April Fool's Day joke, quite surprisingly. He said, tip for Maddow, if you're going to keep misleading your audience, make sure your producers aren't correcting you in real time. Here, the Chyron accurately states Friday's news. Mueller is assisting Barr with redactions. Meanwhile, Maddow is falsely claiming the exact opposite. Somebody else said on Twitter, the Chyron writer must be the last truth teller at MSNBC, probably being transferred to sales. So even as her own colleagues on air, her own editors correct her, she still continues to spout this fake Russian collusion conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, and this is up on summit.news. If you go over to the left-hand side, it's there on trending number 4. Now, this is a computer-generated video. People are on Twitter saying, this is fake. This is not real. Yeah, no, it's not real. It's computer-generated. What was interesting was the reaction to it. The headline is this. Terrifying Amazon drone delivery blimp looks like alien invasion. Somebody did a computer-generated mock-up, and it was very professionally done, by the way, of what Amazon's drone delivery service would look like. According to Twitter users who responded to this video, it was, quote, terrifying and looked like an alien invasion. If you go to that article, the video is there. You can scroll down and play the video. This is a computer-generated simulation. The little drones come out of the Amazon blimp and fly off to the little individual houses to make their deliveries. But this is not science fiction. Amazon has already patented a floating distribution warehouse exactly as depicted in the clip. And this was reported on by Silicon Republic. Amazon patents floating warehouses to cater for drone delivery. And they write that airships may have gone out of fashion with the rapid growth of fixed-wing aircraft, but it seems the blimp could soon return for an entirely different purpose. According to the Mercury News, Amazon has patented product distribution warehouses that could be flown in the sky while being attached to a series of blimps. So as far back as 2017, in fact, probably before that, they had already patented this exact technology that you see there in the clip, which is now causing people to absolutely freak out and panic as to the potential other uses of such technology. Now, let's talk about what's happening in San Francisco. In fact, there was a big video, I think it was put out by a news station called KOMX or something like that in Seattle. And they entitled this one-hour investigation, Seattle is Dying. Quite the headline, but it was put out by a mainstream affiliate news organization. It's going viral on YouTube. But they have the same problems, obviously, as San Francisco. San Francisco has more drug addicts than kids in high school at this point, because the government is handing out 5.8 million needles a year. Those needles litter the streets. The feces litters the streets. The homeless people are just in tent cities all over the place at this point. San Francisco is dying. Seattle is dying, according to that news station's one-hour investigation. And now we have this headline up on Infowars.com. Wealthy San Francisco liberals fight homeless shelter being built near their mansions. A wealthy liberal neighborhood in San Francisco whose residents cast the most votes for Hillary Clinton in 2016 is fighting against a proposal to build a new homeless shelter near their gated mansions. And in fact, obviously, you knew that this would be wealthy liberals. It's in San Francisco. But one of the areas directly targeted for this GoFundMe which has raised $80,000 as of yesterday. It's probably reached its $100,000 target by now, to fight against the construction of a new homeless shelter near their gated mansions, one of the areas directly targeted for this GoFundMe campaign is Mission Bay. Now, I looked up the voting record of Mission Bay, San Francisco, and it was the most pro-Hillary neighborhood in the entire city of San Francisco. They voted 1,680 votes for Clinton Kane out of 1,893 ballots cast. So it's basically over 95% of people in this area voted for Hillary Clinton, and they're the same kind of people who will get up on Twitter all day and virtue signal about how much they care for the homeless, how much they care for minorities, how much they care for the poor. When it actually comes down to advocating for those interests and actually backing it up and living that lifestyle by accepting the fact that you will have homeless shelters nearby if you move into those areas and make the rent skyrocket, make the house prices skyrocket. No, when it comes down to it, they will actively campaign against homeless shelters. The resident who started the GoFundMe is from South Beach, another area that heavily voted for Hillary Clinton. And the GoFundMe page stated concerns over public safety, drug use, and other problems that a large shelter may bring to the community, adding that a third of homeless are drug users and some are sex offenders. So again, they're all for the poor, they're all for the homeless, as long as they keep them well away from where they live. This is the same with mass migration. In every single European country, you look at where the most vehemently pro-mass migration politicians live, and it's always in the whitest areas with the least migrants. Same goes for here in London, where you get celebrities, people like Gary Lineker, who preach on Twitter all day about how much they care for refugees and migrants. And they live in the whitest areas of London possible. And given how diverse London is right now, there aren't that many of those areas left, but yet they still choose to live in them while virtue signaling on Twitter about how evil and racist people are for wanting controlled, reasonable, sensible immigration policies. As ever with these hypocrites, it's do as I say, not as I do. So now there's this huge campaign in San Francisco to stop this homeless shelter from being built, citing worries about crime and sanitation. And in fact, it's just a stone's throw from Google's San Francisco offices and Gap's headquarters. But when it comes down to it, these wealthy liberals, when they put their money where their mouth is, it's against the homeless. And in fact, there were two CEOs of two big corporations, both massive liberals, of course, who donated tens of thousands of dollars to this. And you have a situation in San Francisco where it's basically, you know, a progressive utopia where they hand out 5.8 million needles a year, despite the fact they've got a massive drug addict homeless population. It's exacerbating it. It's making it worse. Many of them live on the streets. It now stands at 24,500. That is the homeless population, the junkie population, I correct myself, the junkie population of San Francisco, 24,500, an increase of 2,000 drug users since 2012, and 8,500 more people than the city's 16,000 high school students. So they got 8,500 more junkies and people than kids actually going to high school. We'll continue in that vein after the break. In terms of poorer conservatives being more generous than hypocritical wealthy liberals who will virtue signal about it all day on Twitter, when it comes down to their own lives, they want nothing to do with it. We'll be back.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist Hillary and others are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, before we go back to a few final news stories, again, I want to direct your attention to the massive Ending Soon, Save the First Amendment, Stop Big Tech Censorship special, which is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is your chance to stock up on all these fantastic five-star reviewed products. With 60% off a lot of these products, which are now in limited supply because a lot of people have taken advantage of this. We've got 60% off BrainForce Plus, 60% off DNA Force Plus, 55% off Survival Shield X2. Those are just some of the discounts available with double Patriot points and free shipping site-wide right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go there right now. Stock up today. Take advantage of this Save the First Amendment special, which has to end soon at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, finishing up from what I was talking about in the last segment, you have a group of people in San Francisco in wealthy liberal areas who are campaigning against the construction of a new homeless shelter near their gated mansions because, again, it's do as I say, not do as I do. They will get up on Twitter and virtue signal all day about how much they love the poor, minorities, homeless, how much they want to help drug addicts. When it comes down to it, they want to keep them as far away from them as possible. And on that point, we have this article. which I bring up time and time again. When anything like this is in the news, of course, we had a video out of Sweden a couple of weeks ago, one of the most pro-refugee countries in the world, where they go up to Swedes on the streets of Stockholm, stick a microphone in their face and say, do you support personally housing refugees and migrants? Not just bringing them into the country, but personally housing them. Every single one of the respondents on the street said, yes, I support personally housing refugees and migrants. So then they bring in a, quote, refugee into the picture, and they say, this guy needs a room for tonight. Can he go home with you? And suddenly they change their minds. And again, this brings me back to this article, which was out of RT a couple of years back now, but it's more pertinent than ever. Poorer conservatives more generous than wealthy liberals, according to a study. Less well-off families from red states donate relatively higher and growing proportion of their money to charity, while those at the top have been given a smaller share as their income has increased, a new extensive study has revealed. The study noted that while the amount of charitable giving by the US as a nation has remained steady at around 3%, the poorer people are, the greater amount they spend on charity. And when they broke that down into red and blue states, they found that poorer conservatives were more likely to give than wealthier liberals. So again, when it comes down to it, in general, conservatives are not retweeting charities and that's their good deed for the day. They're actually giving their money to charities because, again, you have this idea that conservatives are mean and nasty and they hate the poor, they hate the needy. When it comes down to it, they actually help the poor and needy more than wealthy liberals do, even though they have less money. And again, that is coming to fruition with the situation in San Francisco, where the liberal groups, including in the area, which voted the most for Hillary Clinton out of the entire country, or at least the entire city of San Francisco, is fighting against this homeless shelter being built near their gated mansions. Do as I say, not as I do. Moving on, though, Tommy Robinson, who has been completely deplatformed over the past couple of months from Instagram, from Facebook, of course, last year he was deplatformed from Twitter. No, that's not enough. Now he's basically been blacked out on YouTube. His channel is still on YouTube, but they've done the age-old tactic of putting everything he does behind this blockade wall where you have to be signed into a YouTube account to see it, where there are no likes, there are no comments, there are no view counts, basically strangling anyone getting through to his channel to an even greater degree. Tommy Blackout, British MPs force YouTube to ban Tommy Robinson from streaming live. Of course, his live streams are probably the most popular thing he does on that channel. And of course, this was after Tom Watson, the number two of the Labour Party, who, given Jeremy Corbyn's record, is basically stands a pretty good chance of being the next prime minister, the next leader of Britain, sending a letter to YouTube and these other companies which did deplatform Tommy Robinson, demanding that he be deplatformed from YouTube, and to a large extent that has happened. British MPs have forced YouTube to restrict right-wing activist Tommy Robinson from live streaming to his more than 300,000 followers on the video sharing site. YouTube has placed several restrictions on Robinson's YouTube account that will greatly reduce his ability to reach a wide audience. Now, if you search Tommy Robinson on YouTube, just as they did with Alex Jones, and I think they initially backtracked that, but later on they put it back in place, all you will get now is hit pieces about Tommy Robinson. If that's not already in place, that's going to be in place over the next few days. And there you see it right there. BBC Newsnight, The Guardian, left-wing publications. There's one Fox News, which is the only slightly sympathetic one, you would think. Channel 4 News, another left-wing outlet. Again, it's all negative when you Google Tommy Robinson. So it's about deplatforming people. It's about withdrawing the ability of those people to defend themselves. And if they think that all of Tommy Robinson's supporters, thousands of whom were out in force in Whitehall, central London, near Parliament, just this last Friday, do they really think those people are just going to go away and not be frustrated? In fact, many people have made the point, if you deplatform less extreme people, their supporters only end up becoming more extreme. So it has the very opposite effect of what these people think will happen by deplatforming. And now basically YouTube have hidden Tommy Robinson. They've taken the coward's way out instead of completely deplatforming him, they've just hidden all his content behind this wall. You have to sign in. You can't search his name. When you search his name, it's just hit piece after hit piece. Basically exactly what they did to Alex Jones, they've now done to Tommy Robinson. Meanwhile, in France, former French president warns Macron's battle with yellow vests will end badly. This is former French president Nicolas Sarkozy, who's warned that the current fight between President Emmanuel Macron and the Gilets Jaunes yellow vest movement will end badly. You've seen the footage. We had more footage yesterday. The yellow vest protests continue to happen in Paris. All these are the major French cities, weekend after weekend. The media's barely reporting on it anymore, and the police brutality seems to be getting worse and worse. We had videos yesterday of somebody washing their face in a public fountain. The riot police turn up and basically just drag him to the floor. All he's doing is washing his face. There's another video, a guy merely wearing a yellow vest. Doesn't even look like he's protesting. He's just walking down an alleyway. The police run up, crack him round the head with a baton. He begins bleeding profusely. This is still happening in France weekend after weekend, and yet the media coverage of it has decreased to an alarming degree. They think that just by ignoring it, it's gonna go away. It's not gonna go away. Those people are gonna be out on the streets weekend after weekend. Meanwhile, on the streets of London, we had another quadruple stabbing over the weekend, and in fact someone else was stabbed today in one area of London. They're saying this is probably the same person. It's mental health issues. We had five more people stabbed in the same area of London. Now Breitbart reports PM's U-turns on stop and search follows bloody weekend in London. There you see the reports of the recent stabbings in Edmonton. So basically the Prime Minister Theresa May, along with Sadiq Khan, or it was Theresa May initially, withdrew the stop and search powers of the police because they said it was racist because it indiscriminately targeted black people. Now, if you look at the actual statistics of who's behind this knife crime, and it's contained in this report, statistics reported in the Evening Standard, which is the mainstream leftist newspaper in London, show that 73% of offenders and 53% of victims of knife crime were of a black or minority ethnic background. So you have 73% of the perpetrators of this knife crime, and I think the stats would be similar for acid attacks, being of a black or minority ethnic background, yet the police, before now, did not have the powers or were convinced against using those powers against black and minority ethnic background individuals because it was racist. That was what the left presented it as. That's why those powers got rolled back in the first place. Then you had stabbings surge across London. People talk about London all the time. It's actually worse in other areas of the UK. You've had areas of the UK, like Kent, for example, where stabbings have shot up by almost 200% in 1 year alone. So when people talk about London being the new crime capital, worse than New York, it's actually even worse in other areas of the UK. And now finally, they're getting those stop and search powers back into place, where the police have the ability to use Section 60 orders to target the likely perpetrators of knife crime, who in 73% of cases, in London at least, were of black or minority ethnic background. Before, they weren't allowed to do so because the left screamed all day that it was racist. Again, political correctness harms. That's going to do it for the Alex Jones Show 4th Hour. Coming up, War Room with Owen Schroyer. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.